about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Testing. Testing. Hello? Testing. This is a special transmission.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Due to the graphic nature of this program, parental discretion is advised.
You guys. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume on your receiver as high as it can go, so that you can make the sound we broadcast as loud as possible.
Hey everybody, what's up? Dane Cook here in the house at the MTV Movie Awards. What's up? What's up? Hey, you know what I hate? When you eat an ice cream cone and it's all like cold and you're like, ah, ah, ah. And you're like, why didn't you warn me that's so cold? And he's like, it's ice cream, dude. And you're like, oh man, but chicks don't do that because they use a spoon. Ah, what's up? Sufi, boo, MySpace.
And now.
Still not funny.
Still not funny.
Our feature presentation.
You love Dane Cook, admit it.
He's the worst.
Admit it.
He's a comedian without comedy. That's what he is.
He's all right. He's a funny storyteller.
Thank God he went away, by the way. When was the last time you saw Dane Cook in anything?
Yeah, he has been keeping a low profile.
Oops, yeah. Except for on Louis C.K. He played himself on Louis C.K. in an episode a couple of weeks ago. That was one of the most tense, awkward, uncomfortable things I've ever seen on television.
Really?
And he was great.
By design?
By design. It was one of those, you know, Ricky Gervais type awkward moments. Yes. Larry David, the kind of things like, please don't do this. Louis C.K., very popular comedian also, a few years ago, it's unclear, and in my memory, whether he accused or Louis C.K. fans accused Dane Cook of stealing some of his jokes.
Right.
And they addressed that on this show. And the Louis C.K. show is, he's playing a dramatized version of the real guy. I mean, he's playing the comedian Louis C.K., but who knows how much is real and how much is for the show. So he confronts Dane Cook on it. And they have a whole conversation, and Dane Cook is fantastic on it. He says,
wow,
that was the best year of my life. I had that double platinum album, and I was selling out arenas, and I had the biggest concert special in the history of television, and I couldn't enjoy any of it because of your stupid fans everywhere I went. And I stole it, and it was just, like, cringeworthy. But I have so much respect for people who will address that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Me too.
You know, that fact that Dane Cook, who probably would prefer that that incident went away, would go on TV playing himself and address those concerns.
With the guy who's making the accusation.
Yeah. Yeah. So cool. I gained a lot of respect for him, and he was good on it, just he's not funny. That's all.
What's the name of that show?
I think it's just called Louis.
Louis, yeah. It's on Comedy Central. Very funny.
Really good show.
Yeah.
Is it Comedy Central? It might be, but
I think it is.
I can't remember, but it's a really good show. Who knows what channel anything's on anymore?
Yeah. I don't pay any attention anymore.
I believe FX, I'm being told.
Oh, FX, okay. All right. It is Thursday. Welcome into the Kevin and Bean Show. Lisa, I'm going to give you your choice because I have two stories to get us started here. I don't know which one you'd prefer.
Okay.
I can give you either a 12-year-old boy delivers his own baby brother.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I think I was telling Muggs, we need to do a phone topic of people who have had to deliver a baby, because that's a situation that people find themselves in. Like Nick Hexum from 311 told us recently.
That's
he
right.
had to deliver his own baby unexpectedly.
Yeah, but 12-year-old.
12. Or 20 ways to tell if your roommate is a serial killer.
There you go.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
You like that better than?
Yep.
Okay.
Because we have to check certain people off of our list.
How dare you?
For real.
All right, 20 ways to tell if your roommate is a serial killer. I'll just run by some of these real fast. Number one, all the pets on your floor vanish mysteriously. That's a good one.
What's happening to Bean?
Dresses up as himself or herself for Halloween every year.
Ooh, okay.
Writes everything ransom note style.
Okay.
Claims to be more of a nighttime person, then disappears for hours on end.
Ooh.
Takes notes while watching Dexter.
Sure.
Replaces your apartment mini fridge with an industrial-sized stainless steel one.
Moves to an island on there anywhere?
Doesn't wait until garbage collection day to take the trash out.
Oh, sure.
Is kind of interesting. Wears black because it hides the dirt stains better.
And by dirt, you mean blood?
No photos of him or her currently exist.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Has bolts on bedroom door.
Right.
Turns closet into dark room. No one is allowed to go in or see pictures. No record of roommate's existence prior to 2008.
All right.
No memory of childhood.
Favorite website is a tie between the Craigslist personals and Google Maps. Apartment mailbox is filled with bills from medical supply companies, but your roommate is not a doctor or a scientist.
That seems like a good sign.
Is a tip. Again, these are the 20 tips. Your roommate is a serial killer. His or her car is an unmarked van.
Now we're in lightning territory.
Yeah, we are. You frequently walk in on him or her polishing his or her collection of knives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why else would you have the knives, right? Won't take off his or her custom-made leather gloves ever.
Okay.
And finally, is an expert at getting the apartment spotless on cleaning day. Those are all pretty good tips.
Excellent tips.
Of something to keep an eye on if you got yourself a roommate who seems sketchy.
Those are a little too obvious for me.
Yeah. Well,
brings home bodies, you might as well say.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's more subtle is what
right.
I'm saying.
But sometimes people don't see what's right in front of them until it's pointed out. You know what I mean? They just may think they have a neat, private type person living with them and... You know, they hadn't really put it all together.
Goes to Taylor Swift show.
How dare you?
Could be one of them.
I was at T-Swizzle last night.
T-Swizzle? Are you kidding me?
I need to work with someone else.
Did you see the picture on Twitter?
No.
Oh, my God. It's Bean and two
and
little
fans.
And
some of my new Taylor Swift friends.
Yeah. How old do you think they were?
Oh, they were pretty old for the show last night. They might have been 13, 14,
13, 14
something
14,
like that.
Yeah. It's just the funniest thing I've ever seen.
The person, we don't have time to get into this.
Creepy.
The person who was sitting next to me for the Taylor Swift concert last night, Kevin, was wearing like a little princess outfit, a little tiara and the little pink dress and the beads and the necklaces and everything like that.
Yeah.
She was five. she was five.
So the child sitting next to you. This is really
five. And she had a great time at the show. And she stayed up for the whole thing, which I was shocked.
Stayed up for the whole
thing.
Yeah,
what five-year-old is up until almost 11 o'clock at night watching a concert? It was crazy. So we can talk more about that later, though.
Do you shave down there?
That was not part of the conversation.
Listen, that was part of the record.
No.
Jeez.
Let's talk about today's Kevin Amico, shall we?
Wow. You are surprisingly gay.
Thank you. Speaking of which, Kathy Griffin will be in studio.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Good news for the gays.
She's very funny. She's going to join us today. We have Zoe Saldana.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
She's on Columbiana. Her whole family got slain when she was a child.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's angry.
Right.
And you don't want to make her angry.
No. You wouldn't like her when she's angry.
She kicks ass. The trailer, if you haven't seen it, is fantastic. I can't wait. Psycho Mike will be here doing Psycho Body.
Fantastic.
How about that? He's going to come tell us that everything we like is bad.
There is no food you can mention that you think is healthy that Psycho Mike will not tell you that you can't eat. I mean, honestly, it's insane.
He's as cool as you can get about it. He'll say, you know, do whatever you want. I'm just giving you the information.
Right. But seriously, you know, grilled chicken, that'll kill you. Ah, really? Vegetables? What are you talking about?
It's funny how society moves from one thing to another to another to another. This is the latest. You should have this. It's low in this. It's high in that.
Right.
Doesn't matter what it is. And then 2 months later, the whole world turns on it.
Yep.
Just as well.
Splenda,
oh, no.
Splenda, Sweet and Low,
at
one time were the savior of the universe. This is what was going to stop anyone from ever gaining weight again because there's no calories. Go wild.
Right.
And then 20 minutes later, seriously, this will kill you.
This will kill you.
You'll be in the ground by 30 if you have another Splenda.
That's why don't listen to any of this. That's my policy.
Mm-hmm.
Just eat.
That's Bean's policy.
It is
too.
My policy, absolutely.
So anyway, Bean also has a problem with his donkey that I have a solution for, and we're going to discuss that.
I don't really come to you for those kinds of problems and solutions.
Don't. I'm sort of forcing your hand here a little bit because I do have, I think, a few answers.
Right, but I've managed to have my donkey as a pet for 16 years without any assistance.
No, I know. I'm not saying you. I think it's hard for you sometimes to make the tough choices.
Okay. Yeah, right.
And I'm here to help you with that.
All right.
And we've got a brand new internet roundup. So that's coming up today as well. We got the Showbiz Beat coming up next.
Hey, party people. Welcome in on the Kevin and Bean Show for a Thursday. By the way, quick reminder, Breakfast with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Monday right here on the show. You have been hearing us talk about it and give away tickets. The new album comes out that day. I'm With You is going to be in stores, available for download. And you'll have a chance to listen here on the program to the Red Hot Chili Peppers being interviewed by us and Kevin and Bean listeners, plus them playing live.
It's going to be kind of fun to work on an album for that long. And then... finally,
yes,
put it out.
Yeah,
start
exactly.
touring.
And I always wonder, we'll have to ask him about this. I always wonder if how insulated you are to, you've lived with it for so long, you can no longer hear it objectively, and what it must be like for people to be hearing it for the first time as new music.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's going to be Monday right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Speaking of available for download, that might be a great segue into our first showbiz story, which is one of the biggest news stories of the year, in that Steve Jobs handed in a surprise resignation last night. Now, we've all, he, of course, is the genius behind Apple. We've all suspected it was coming because he's had multiple leaves of absence for his health problems.
Yep.
But just out of the blue yesterday, you heard, you know, I quit. I resign.
Yeah.
And so he's gone. There's a guy who has been in place named Tim Cook, I want to say is his name. Who's been at the company for a long, long time, who everybody seems to have confidence in, and says, you know, Steve Jobs is still going to be involved. They've given him the chairman position. He's just not going to be involved in kind of the day-to-day. People are really waiting to see what happens with the stock today. You know, Apple is the most valuable company in America.
Is it really?
Yes, the number one most valuable company in America. And also has more cash on hand than the United States government.
Oh, what?
Really?
True fact. Yes. I bring it up in showbiz because Steve Jobs, when you think about it, the iPod revolutionized the way we listen to music.
Yeah.
They've sold over 10 billion songs since iTunes was invented. And, I mean, it's just the iPad revolutionized computers. I mean, he's just done so many things. And the iPhone revolutionized phone and personal, you know, pocket computers. I mean, the guy is just a genius. And people are, they just can't wait to see what it means for the company. I mean, stocks just tumbled yesterday, Apple, which is crazy to me, by the way. It's crazy to me because this is obviously a successful company that has a lot of really smart people.
It's not just Steve in there working by himself.
Yeah. I mean, he's certainly the face of the company, and I'm sure he'll be missed. But I think Apple probably is going to be okay. But anyway, we'll wait and see what happens when the stock market opens today. But that was a big story and a surprise to a lot of people to see Steve stepping down.
Will and Jada Smith have gone on the offensive. Apparently, yesterday they went out to breakfast.
All right, they must be together then.
And they were they looked like they were cozy. And TMZ.com took some pictures of them.
So this sounds to me
I wouldn't doubt if they called TMZ and said, we're going to be at such and such a restaurant.
They... Yeah, they're trying to squash those rumors that were breaking up, but I heard, this is just me, I heard that they were working out their divorce settlement at that breakfast. That's what I heard.
For real, you heard that?
No, he's just making it up.
I've just tried to thwart their efforts to convince everybody that they're together because they had breakfast. Let's face it, Hollywood stars know where to go to have their photograph taken. There are a lot of places they could have had breakfast where nobody would have known it, but they go someplace that's outside with a camera. So that people will see them together, I guess.
I hear that Will handed in his 2-week notice. I'm done.
Hey, producer, I think I need producer Alex to run in here real quick from the other room before I get to this story. Here's an interesting interview with Simon Cowell. He was in GQ magazine, and he's talking about everything from his days on American Idol to the upcoming X Factor. He says, I didn't have much fun during the final season on American Idol. On audition days, he said, I wanted to be like a schoolboy and call in sick. Which is weird, by the way, because not the hardest job in the world.
No.
You know, doing that show. Couldn't have made more money doing that show. Yet, for some reason, he said he didn't enjoy it. And doesn't it seem like his job on The X Factor is going to be virtually exactly the same thing?
I would think so, but he probably wanted to move on and get to The X Factor. I would imagine that
maybe
was part
of it. Maybe so, yeah. He says he's very excited about The X Factor premiering next month. He also revealed, and I thought this was interesting, that all of the money that he has made on American Idol, and that must be tens of millions of dollars, will be donated to charities that help out children and animals.
Are you serious?
I mean, that's crazy money, right?
Wow, that's amazing.
He says he has no plans on getting married or having children. He's already 51 years old. He also says, and this is the most shocking thing in the GQ article, that once a week he gets hooked up to an IV drip full of vitamins. And something for his liver. He says it gives him a ton of energy.
Huh.
Just reminds me of, who was it? Was it the crazy Nick Nolte that we saw on that special, who has like 400 vitamins a day or something that he takes to try to stay alive?
Simon Cowell didn't like this.
Gloria, you're always on the run now.
Till tomorrow, I'll be holding you tight.
Even if I don't sing. I can be the next American Idol.
Right. I can't imagine how I didn't like that.
Producer Alex, I'm glad you're in here. Since Ralph Garman is out today, you're going to have to be my Bachelor and Bachelorette correspondent.
Oh, okay.
Us Weekly said yesterday, and I don't know if this means this is official or if this is their speculation, that Ben will be the next Bachelor for ABC. Ben Flashnick.
Nobody wants to be Mrs. Flashnick, by the way. Sorry about that, dude.
Ben does good work.
He's the guy who was rejected on the finale of the most recent Bachelorette. The guy who started to propose.
He's the guy who got down on one knee.
Yeah.
Ladies, look, normally I like seeing men, you know, having some fun at their expense. But if a guy gets down on his knee in front of you and he's not tying his shoe, you pick him back up if you know you're not going to say yes.
You give him some dignity.
And then she let him like go on, and he gave a speech about how much he loved her and their life together, and he busted out a ring. And she just sat there like, oh, this is, you know, because as a producer, my evil side is like, this is fantastic.
But in her head, you know, all she hears is...
I start sweating.
So is he a good dude, Ben? I mean, was he the fan favorite, the one that the ladies at home said, oh my God, she's an idiot, she should pick him because he's so awesome?
Yeah, by all accounts, they would have made a much better couple.
Really?
Yeah.
So would you be excited to see him as The Bachelor then?
I think it would be more interesting. And I hate that I even know more about The Bachelor by sitting next to Ralph through osmosis. It drives me nuts.
You don't watch it? You don't watch either one?
No, I don't. But I start to see clips, you know, on Hulu or Soup, and then I just get sucked in. Joel McHale?
I mean, I wouldn't recognize this guy, Ben, honestly, in the police lineup, so I cannot comment on whether he's a good choice or not. But I thought, you know, you being the ladies, you might know.
Yeah, sadly, I do.
All right, thank you.
The fashion world is all abuzz, people. Lady Gaga's getting into the... clothing business, clothing line.
Well,
uh-oh, animals, watch out.
She's starting a clothing line with her younger sister. And I don't know who I'd rather look like than Lady Gaga, you know? You see her and you go, I'd like to look like that.
She's forward thinking.
She sure is.
How many people can pull off a lobster on your head, though? I mean, it just seems like a lot of her looks are pretty specific to her.
Kind of Halloween more.
Maybe just Halloween.
I'm going to go with none.
Yeah.
Zero. I don't know who she's going to make clothes for.
Yeah, that she does seem a little bit too oddball, unless she's, you know, willing to make
tone it down.
Yeah,
girl.
Tone it down for the peeps, right?
Is meat on the menu this week?
It is for Gaga.
Meat mess.
Huge celebrity birthday list today here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Actor Sean Connery, the great Sean Connery, the most iconic of all James Bonds, I think, is 81 years old today.
Wow.
Talk show host Regis Philbin, who is just days away from retiring from his Regis and Kelly show. I think his run ends at the first couple of weeks of September. So he's walking away at age 80 today. Gene Simmons, who is the co-lead singer and bass player for in 2011, one of the biggest bands in the world on the touring circuit. Kiss. Gene Simmons, 62 years old today.
Wow.
There used to be a time where people thought you can't rock at 62.
No. Well, you'd think 50s even.
Right. But he's still out there doing it. Rock singer Rob Halford from the band Judas Priest turned 60 today. Elvis Costello is 57 today. One of the great movie directors of all time. A visionary. Tim Burton turns 53. Actor Blair Underwood is 47. Billy Ray Cyrus, Kevin, is 50 today.
Oh, how great.
Model Claudia Schiffer turns 41. Lisa, this one for you. Alexander Skarsgård from True Blood.
Nice.
Is 35 years old today. The beautiful Rachel Bilson turns 30 today. Blake Lively is 24.
Wow.
I mean, is this unbelievable? And just for Omar, TV chef Rachel Ray, as we learned, one of the cheapest tippers in the world, turns 43 today, and that is the show. How about comedian Kathy Griffin on the program today? Also, actress Zoe Saldana and a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup on the way here on a Thursday Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, though, take a look at some of the email that is coming in. We get lots of contact from you on lots of topics. I got to tell you, and Lisa, you've heard us say this many times before. There's always a group out there that is formed and poised and at the radio with pen in hand, getting ready to write a complaint letter about something that we're about to say.
Or keyboard in hand.
Yeah. Keyboard in hand. Yeah, exactly. Whatever, right? If they don't send old school letters.
Right.
You bet.
You can find somebody to dislike and complain about almost everything we say on this show.
Yeah.
I have to say, in all the years we've been doing the program, this is the first time I've ever gotten a note like this.
All right.
Dear Kevin and Bean, I'm a longtime listener and a very well-educated American Bulgarian who is very upset at how Bulgaria has been depicted on your show today.
What?
When did we talk about Bulgaria?
When we were talking to Rachel Nichols about filming the Conan the Barbarian movie. She was talking about how she got some crazy, I don't know what it was. It was some sort of brain-eating amoeba or some mange or something. Remember, she got really sick and had to have a bunch of shots and stuff. And she did not have a good time working in Bulgaria as a result of how deathly ill she got, which I think is legitimate.
Sure.
We're getting a complaint letter from an American Bulgarian who is upset how his country is being depicted on our show. I also happen to work for the production company that made the Conan movie, and it was shot entirely in the beautiful country of Bulgaria. Please know that despite what certain people have said on your show, Bulgaria is a fantastic country that many people from all over the world visit each year. The food, Kevin, the people, and the scenery
are you still talking about Bulgaria?
Are truly amazing. And it just goes on and on and on. In fact, we are starting to shoot The Expendables 2 next month in Bulgaria, so it can't be that bad. I kindly ask that you address this issue on the air and make sure to give Bulgaria the props it deserves. I am also available to discuss further via email or phone if you should have any questions.
Yes. Let's talk to this person about Bulgaria. I can't imagine this person cares that much. Are they? Did you say they were from Bulgaria? Or they
a
just
Bulgarian American.
Okay.
Yeah. Keep doing the Lord's work, and thank you for posting Christine's Miss Double December's photos.
Yeah.
So he's actually a Kevin Amin fan, but outraged. This is the thing that led him to write to us. Outraged by us besmirching the great country of Bulgaria.
Wow, he's just been waiting for something. Finally! To write a letter.
And by the way, that wasn't even us.
It wasn't even us. It wasn't even us. I know.
Wow.
So put that in the file. Finally, we got a complaint about us, our treatment of Bulgaria.
Somebody's upset about my hatred of cats. Good morning, fine folks, is how it starts.
Oh.
So you know they don't know us or listen. I read recently that the reason cats do this, which is, they can tell if you hate them.
That's right.
My
right.
theory is they can tell if you hate them because every cat hates me immediately. And I don't even, like, I'm not aggressive toward them. I just don't
you
like
ignore
cats.
Them when you come into a room, right?
Pretty much, yeah. They don't accept that, though. It's not okay for cats. They demand that you give them.
Because they need to put their tail in your face.
I read recently that the reason cats do this is not because they can tell that you hate them, but rather they are going to the person who is ignoring them.
Yes, I have heard that as well.
People who like
cats... They
don't
want the fuss, right?
People who like cats will automatically make eye contact, which sometimes make a cat uncomfortable.
Oh.
How much is this person reading about cats?
He probably subscribes to I Love Cats magazine.
You're probably right. So the next time you see a cat, Kevin, try and get with it, and then it will run.
Oh, I see. So make eye contact with it.
Stare it down.
Yeah, there you go.
And then it'll leave me alone.
Okay.
A cat is like, don't look at me, bitch.
Yeah. Right? That's the attitude.
Dear Kevin and Bean, I was listening to your podcast about the people who were dating or engaged to someone and then decided to go marry someone else without telling the first person. Well, I recently watched a documentary about a woman in Australia who was not only engaged to two, but three guys at the same time and was living with all of them.
What?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I got to work late tonight and tomorrow night.
What, did she travel?
According to the documentary, she was a stripper in a bar, and that's where she met all three of them. She did not know guy number one very long before he proposed to her, so she accepted. She then met guy number two a few months later, and he proposed, and she accepted him as well. He then invited her to live with him, so she and fiancé number one then moved in to live with him. You'll find out how she pulled that off in a second.
Wow.
She soon got fiancé number three. After that, he moved in too, but then was smart enough to cancel all the wedding plans when he saw they were going nowhere. She managed to keep this up for a while by telling each man that the other two were gay.
But
that sounds like a sitcom that's waiting to happen, doesn't it?
Where did she spend each night?
Yeah, I mean, doesn't each man then look for signs in the other men?
I don't know. I guess she has to wait for two of them to be out of the house so she can get with one of them.
Wow.
Oh, thank God our gay roommates are out of the house so we could have sex.
She's
and then as
the
soon as
dumbest woman alive.
Or the smartest.
Or the smartest.
No way.
Come on, she pulled that off.
Well, that
they're
could
be the dumbest men alive.
Yeah,
here's what we didn't see coming and why I think Kayla thought I would enjoy this story. Long story short, she ended up killing fiancé number one.
What?
Because she was a killer and all.
Oh.
I'm not sure if she went on to marry number two, as unfortunately I did not finish watching the show. But
well, how
that
did you not
happened.
Finish watching that show? Killer. Hey, Kevin and Bean, big fan of your show, but living in San Diego, I have to download the podcast. By the way, thank you to everybody that downloads the podcast. That's an extra step.
It is awesome of you.
And it's very cool. I was listening to your show on my iPod. Anyway, the other day, I had your show on, just parked in the parking lot, the stereo was loud, the windows were down. You can see where this is going.
Mm-mm.
When a woman pulled up next to me.
Uh-oh.
Right as the passenger gets out of her car, one of you yells, "That Nazi bitch!"
What?
Now, I don't remember this. I have no memory of any of us saying it, but I don't doubt it. I very quickly turned down the radio and avoided eye contact with her, but I could feel her stare on my back. I'm pretty sure it was during Ralph's showbiz beat. I just wanted to say thank you for helping me get over my social awkwardness. A San Diego fan, Liz.
Dear Kevin and Bean, RNG is an awesome pet name, by the way. Thank you very much for that, Joseph. I'm a big fan of your show, but I do have an important question that I have not heard addressed on the show yet. Is being a dumbass part of Beer Mug's job?
Oh, come on.
No, it's just part of his personality.
If so, I want you guys to know he's doing a fantastic job. He, in fact, may be overqualified. I'm just saying. And finally, Peter writes in, Dear Kevin and Bean, how is it you're able to play Foster the People, their pumped up kick song, 80 times a show, but are barely giving any love to My Vagina's So Itchy, which is my favorite song of 2011. You know, that's actually an outstanding point. My Vagina's So Itchy was contributed to us by a listener here on the Kevin and Bean show.
I didn't know that.
I think they called the Kevin and Bean Afro line and left it for us. They made it special for us, and it is the sensation that should be sweeping the nation. I think
it's my ringtone.
I think it's our fault that this has not gotten enough love on the show.
My Vagina's So Itchy. So itchy, so freaking itchy. My vagina's so itchy.
And I know what you're thinking at this point. Okay, I'm intrigued. It's got a nice start. Where is he going to take it? The answer, nowhere.
So, so itchy, so freaking itchy.
Right.
My vagina's so itchy.
Okay, got it.
So, so itchy.
So you're going to do what?
So freaking itchy.
And that has led you to what conclusion?
My vagina's so itchy.
So you're going to the doctor. Oh, break it down.
So itchy.
Oh, he's going high now.
So, so itchy. So freaking itchy.
All right, we got it.
My vagina's so itchy.
Okay. What is it you're telling us?
So, so itchy.
All right, good.
So freaking itchy.
All right.
I think
it's rare that a guy has an itchy vagina. This is...
Yeah, he does.
All right. Oh, big finish. Hang on, big finish.
My vagina's so itchy.
Beautiful.
Oh, that's sweet.
World premiere right there.
Oh, no, we played it before, haven't we?
But not in its entirety. We need to work that into rotation.
All right, I'm nervous now because I don't think I got this.
I have your best interest in
mind. I know, I got this, though. I'm not sure that I need your help. Every time Kevin gets excited about his quote-unquote solution, I'm worried that it's going to be bad things for somebody, usually me.
All right, listen. Bean needs some help killing his donkey.
Why would you even say something like
that? Straight to the heart of the matter.
What are you talking about? I don't want to kill my donkey. Where did you get that idea?
From you over the last couple of months.
What are you talking about? Willis?
What? Here's the thing about Bean. Loves animals. Had every animal available.
I've had dozens of pets over the years.
Cows, pigs.
Mm-hmm. Llamas.
Sheep.
Llamas.
Yeah.
Everything. Rabbits, hedgehogs.
Tarantulas.
Frogs. Tarantulas.
A tarantula is dead. But
and what are they called?
Millipede.
Oh, dogs. That's right.
Dogs.
Yeah, dogs.
Six dogs. Anyway, he treats his animals very nicely.
Yes.
Although some of them really just want to get away, I think.
Remember when Cashmere, my goat, jumped out of the second floor of the barn?
Yeah.
And you guys were convinced that he was trying to end it all?
Yeah, he's trying to commit suicide. But here's the weird thing is that now Bean is letting his animals die off because he's a little bit tired of being... The upkeep.
It's a full-time.
You can't leave.
Yeah, you're tied down.
Yeah.
You can't go on
down.
Vacation without getting somebody to come over. You're tied down, right? So most of his animals are playing their part.
Well, and they're all living very long, healthy, fruitful lives. I mean, I lost two dogs this year. One was 15, and the other, little Tater Tot, was 12, which for an English bulldog is quite advanced. So they are living out as long as possible, but then at some point they go.
How long is a donkey supposed to live?
Well, that's a sore subject around my house.
Why?
Because he's 26 now.
My God.
And
really?
Apparently donkeys are like horses and they're 35, 40, some up to 50. Some up to 50
serious?
Years old. Yeah. I didn't know that either. He was 10 and a half when I got him. He's 26 now.
Oh, my God.
This
these
is like
could
people,
just be like middle-aged.
These are like the people who buy tortoises that live to be 100, you know, and
this
they don't realize
like
our parents, they outlive you.
This is a 20-year-old human.
Yes, I know. He's young. Okay. And by the way, the healthiest pet you've ever seen in your life. He's never been sick a day in his life.
Now, he's not a lot of fun for Bean. I'm just going to speak for Bean because Bean has a hard time saying this, but he's said it off the air many, many different times. He's not the greatest pet.
Right? You don't go. You don't think, hey, this afternoon, I'm looking forward to going out and playing with
Happy.
Happy.
Happy's He's not happy. Really happy.
Happy's not happy. And Happy doesn't like me
that
much.
That was a wishful name?
Yeah.
No, it's not that. He's very sweet. But I will be honest that now all of his friends are dead. I mean, he used to hang on. He used to have a very active social life because we had Ham Sandwich and we had Daisy and we had Sophie and we had Godzilla. Those were all pigs.
Pigs.
All pigs, right? We also had Betsy. We had Buttercup. We had Hay. Those were all cows.
Okay.
We had Cashmere, you know, the goat.
Now, what's happened to all of those?
They're all gone.
Okay, they're playing their role
they're
in
all
your
dead.
Grand scheme.
So Happy now is fairly alone. It's him, and we only have a handful of sheep left. Milagro is 10, so she's not long for this world. Philip and Elizabeth are 6, so they'll be around for a little bit, but he doesn't really interact much with them. So he's kind of by himself a little bit.
Right.
So he's looking for a little stimulation, a little interaction from me, and I don't have all the time in the world to hang out with Donkey.
Nor do you really want to.
Well, he's a great pet.
No,
he really, here's
he's
what,
not really.
Here's
is
what
he
I,
a great
pet? He's
I'm
not
very
a great
curious.
Pet.
What
he's very,
kind of pet is
he's very
donkey?
Sweet. He's excited to see you. You know, he hopes you're bringing him carrots. But here my whole thing. I don't ever want anything bad to happen to any of my pets, and I do take the responsibility seriously. If you're going to give a pet, you have an obligation to see that pet through to the end. I'm
yes.
not going to abandon him.
Unless the end is another 50 years.
You've suggested just opening the gate. No, I'm not, that's not what I'm going to do. All I'm saying is, if you were to have a peaceful passing one night, I would be sad, but I would also be okay with it. That's all I was saying.
You've said that in many different ways off the air. Like, it wouldn't kill me. If
right, if he were to go,
Happy were to go.
If he were to go live on a farm somewhere with a lot of other donkeys.
In heaven.
You said it yesterday, I was under the impression that within a year or two, that would happen naturally.
No.
Now I find out you've got a good solid 15 years to go.
He's way healthier than I am. He will outlive me.
You actually have to put him in your will to give him to somebody.
I know, I am. I'm going to have to provide aftercare for my death.
And didn't you say the barn, once he is gone, then you don't have to worry about the barn anymore?
Oh, this is true, by the way. Those of you that are listening for the first time, maybe it sounds weird. This is all true.
Yeah, barn, we're going to make this tough.
Everyone has a donkey, Kevin. What are you talking about?
But B's ready for the donkey to go.
I'm not ready for him
yes,
to go.
You are.
If he were to go,
right.
I would find peace with that.
What makes you think? Why? You shouldn't.
You would find peace with that.
I could reconcile my life.
Quickly.
If he were
quickly. As a matter of fact, you could reconcile your life with a smile. Because now you can leave the house more and go out. It's an understandable thing.
Yeah.
It's understandable that you want him to die.
But I don't want him to die.
Peacefully
and nicely. I don't want him to die. If he were to die, I'd be okay with it.
Right.
If it, you know, if it was peaceful for him. But I don't want anything to happen to him. You know what I mean? So I'm in a tough spot. Much how Lisa is with her mom. Look, she's a lot of fun. She's a lot of fun. Get out of my life, woman. At some point, let me move on.
Not the same thing.
No?
No. So Omar yesterday, I believe it was Omar, suggested that you just back up your car and, the exhaust to the...
Yeah, he said drive your car into the barn and forget to turn the engine off.
Leave it running and close it up as well as you can.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Well,
I'm not gonna, painless.
Peaceful.
No, I'm not going to do anything.
Sleep.
I'm not going to do one.
What's that? Gone.
I'm not going to do anything that's going to make him die.
Right, we need some help.
He sounds very lonely.
We need some help.
We don't need any help.
1-800-520-1067.
Happy is fine. I'm handling Happy fine.
You're
Happy's
not.
Happy's not happy.
Happy isn't happy and you're not happy.
Yeah, nobody is happy.
You... need, even though you can't say these words, I will say them for you. You need your donkey to go.
No, come on.
Go. Go. Maybe somebody wants Happy.
Yeah.
This is the conversation that people have where they go, Grandma, wouldn't we be happier living in Oregon where they have assisted suicide laws? That's what this conversation sounds like.
Right, but it's coming from a true place. You would be fine. I don't want to make it sound like you'd be happy if Happy died.
I wouldn't. Of course not.
You'd be sad for a little bit.
But there's more happiness there than you feel comfortable admitting. Right? Like, you feel bad.
I'll admit this right up. My dogs love them to death. You know I was destroyed when they died.
Right.
They were so much worse.
Yes. Right. So at some point,
there's relief. There's relief.
And afterward, I was like, oh my God, I actually have my life back.
Right.
I didn't even realize how much time I had
to spend. I thought putting them in the garbage disposal, Lisa, that was a horrible way to go.
She didn't do that.
That's not what happened. She ran them into polls, right. But she didn't do that.
We got to move on for another topic.
Because 1-800-520-1067.
We don't need people.
How can Bean accomplish what he's. Bean is very. Bean's a good guy when it comes to animals. He doesn't want to admit.
How dare you?
That his life would be better if Happy were in donkey heaven.
Right.
Happy were Happy in another dimension.
Right. He won't admit it, so I'll say it out loud. And then we'll take your calls, and we'll come right back on the Kevin and Bean.
I'd like to say for the record, I do not approve of the telephone calls that we are now taking, Kevin. I do not need any help on what to do with my donkey.
I will find a way.
My donkey, Happy, is fine. He is healthy.
He's too fine and too healthy.
He's 26 years old, and apparently he's going to live forever. Goddamn. No, I mean, I'm looking forward to him having a long and healthy life, so we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067, because Kevin says I need some suggestions.
Well, I'm just saying you're not taking my suggestion seriously, so maybe you'll take somebody's
suggestion. Bob writes in, two words, Donkey Lake. Okay, I don't need that at all. John writes in, Bean, you should make donkey burgers out of Happy.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think that's the kind of suggestion that
way he'll be gone, but still with you until you poo. Good luck, Jim. I don't know if you serve him with fries and a Coke, you can call it a Happy Meal. Look, I don't need... This isn't helpful at all. I'm fine with the way
problem.
It's going.
The problem is that Bean loves animals.
I do, and I don't eat any of the animals I own, by the way. I don't eat sheep. You know, a lot of people like lamb. I don't eat pigs. I don't eat cows. I don't eat any of that stuff. So those are not appropriate options.
So even though, if you've listened to the show for any amount of time, you know Bean has no feelings. He does have feelings for pets. So this is difficult for him because he wants Happy to go.
I don't want him to go.
Let's talk with Sid. I think Sid has an idea. Hi there, Sid.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good
morning.
You have a solution for Bean?
I do. I have a great solution, which doesn't require him eating Happy.
All right.
It is a good client of mine has a farm called Danny's Farm.
Uh-huh.
It's for developmental disabled kids.
Yes.
And they've got a lonely donkey there, as well as a bunch of pigs, sheep.
Look at that.
All kinds of stuff, and kids play with them all day, every day, and they have kids' birthday parties, and it's right here in Southern California.
All right, Sid, let me ask Bean a question. Is Happy the kind of donkey that could be around kids?
He's never been around kids since I've known him, but he's very friendly. He's not someone who chases people.
So this is one lonely donkey looking for another.
Wow, that's interesting. I mean, it's 1,100 miles away from where I live, but it's
a trailer and a drive.
It is feasible, I guess.
You love to drive.
It's feasible.
And it would give you it would cut the cord so that you could leave the house more.
It does sound like it would be fun for Happy to have visitors, though.
We're going to put you on hold and take a phone number.
Thank you very much for the call, Sid. I appreciate
that. See, that wasn't so bad.
That was an actual suggestion that sounded like a win for everybody.
Yes.
All right, let's go to Julio. I think this is another good one. Hi, Julio.
Hi, morning.
Good morning.
What do you think Bean should do with that?
He has a gold mine right here. I say donkey show.
All right, look, I know that Kevin's theory has always been, but look how much the donkey enjoys it.
But I've never said that on the air.
You wouldn't be happier, right? How? To go to Mexico now.
You'd be happy, yes.
Yeah, he'd be the happiest possible.
Take him across the border.
I'm going to pass on that, especially since he was fixed when I got him. I actually assisted the veterinarian in removing his testicles.
Okay, that's too much information.
The donkey show is not going to work for my guy. He doesn't have the equipment.
But a great suggestion, Julio. Thank you. Let's go to Al.
All right.
Because this is a great idea. Hi, Al.
Hey, good morning, guys. Bean, give Happy to your neighbor, and then in a week, call him and say, hey, take care of that donkey, will you?
Now, this is funny. Al, you're a longtime listener. Thank you.
Sure.
I would like Bean now, with Al on the phone, to tell us the story of his neighbor.
Well, the short version of this story is, I live in a farming community with lots of houses with lots of acres, and lots of people have pets. And my neighbors have chickens. To this day, they still have chickens, and we get free eggs out of the deal. But they had roosters for a while. And roosters are not what you see in the movies where they wake up at 5 a.m. and crow a couple of times and
once
go back to sleep.
Twice.
Right. Roosters, my friends, if you've never lived next door to one, crow all the time, 24 hours a day.
I didn't know that.
2 a.m., they're out there. So, especially
that's where my answer is double tap.
So especially in the summertime, I can't keep any of the doors or windows open, especially when I'm doing a radio show. So I went over to the neighbors, as Al remembers, and I said, if there's anything you could do, because this donkey is just keeping us awake and all
not
the time,
donkey.
And I can't, I excuse
donkey.
Me, rooster is keeping us awake. So anything, is there, you know, and I'm thinking maybe the neighbors will move it to further away from my house, or mm-hmm. they'll, you know, put it in some sort of a, you know, dark room during the nighttime so it doesn't make the noise or whatever. Well, they came up to me a couple of days later and say, hey, we took care of the donkey. Took care
not
of
the donkey.
They came up to me a couple days later and they said, so we took care of the rooster, and they made the shooting like you know, the effect with their hand.
They had killed it.
Indicating that they put a gun to the poor rooster's
head.
I was horrified. I couldn't even believe how horrified it was. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. No way did I want you to take care. I didn't mean take care of like in The Godfather.
Maybe he thinks you're in the mob.
I meant take care of, like, is there any way you can stop it from making so much noise all night?
Oh.
So I'm saying Al has a pretty good suggestion.
Al, that's a terrible suggestion.
The neighbor is already in the business.
No, we don't need him to be taken care of. Thank you. So much show coming up on the Kevin and Bean program. It's ridiculous. Brand new internet roundup for you after the top of the hour. And then the Psycho Body, our old friend Psycho Mike, will be here to tell you how to lose that 100 pounds you put on over summer. So that'll
Who
be coming
up. Who put on 100 pounds over summer?
Mostly just me, but we'll talk to Mike about that on the way on the Kevin and Bean show. Rob is out for a couple days filling in for the Showbiz Beat this hour. Producer Alex. Hi, Alex.
Hi. Good morning, everybody.
What's going on?
All right, is anyone else as excited for Call of Duty as I am?
Yes.
Anyone?
Yes.
I suck. You need to know I suck at video games.
Me too.
Not good. Yet I try them all.
Yet you live with a dude who plays video games all the time and is really good at it, right?
Yes, he's very good
at
it.
Does that make it frustrating for you, like, to not want to do it because he kicks your ass every time you play, or does it make you want to strive to be good because you want to beat him?
A little bit of both.
You don't strike me as the, hey, take it easy on me kind of girl, though.
No, in the beginning, I sort of lured them in with,
okay.
Hey, can you teach me? I don't understand how this works. Then I'm like, die, die, die. Basically, that's how it goes. But the new Call of Duty is coming out, and they're doing their first ever Call of Duty fan experience event. It is September 2nd and 3rd at Playa Vista. Oh, yeah, you know, and Kanye West is going to be playing, and Dropkick Murphys will be there. And, oh, right, you can win $1 million.
Yay!
You can win $1 million.
You
enter a Call of Duty tournament.
Oh, I'm not going to win that.
So if you're skilled at all, reasonably, you could win up to $1 million.
Worth a shot.
It's pretty awesome.
What a sweet revenge that's going to be for a guy who his friends and family do nothing but say what a loser he is because he stays at home playing Call of Duty all day.
Get a job. Why don't you get a job?
And then he goes and wins $1 million and goes,
right.
Yeah, I'm actually not going to work for the rest of my life. I'm just going to stay at home and play Call of Duty. Yeah.
Or what if you were laid off, like 12% of California, and all you've been doing is, you know, you've just been staying at home playing Call of Duty. Now you have a chance to earn all that money back. So
I like it.
Let's hook up caller 20 at 1-800-520-1067. Congratulations. Do us proud. Win us some cash. Ashton Kutcher appeared on David Letterman last night. Did you guys catch it?
Did not.
Mm-hmm. Did not.
It was actually pretty funny.
Let's
I have
talk about
to
Two
say.
And a Half Men?
Yeah, Ashton Kutcher makes me nervous. His projects can be hit or miss.
Yes.
But he came out on Letterman in a like a bulletproof vest.
Yeah.
With a sign that said, not Dave. And he had a helmet on.
Because, see, Dave had the jihad put on
him. Exactly.
That's funny.
And he came out wearing a bow tie, and Letterman asked, is that a bulletproof bow tie as well? But the interesting thing that he shared on Letterman was when he was on That 70s Show, which I think people forget.
Yes.
That Ashton Kutcher used to be a television star.
Yeah, he was Punk'd. Kelso before he was the guy who runs Hollywood and is married
Punk'd.
To Demi Moore.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess there was a time on That 70s Show when Robin Williams visited the set, and Ashton Kutcher had something really interesting to say about that.
And I remember Robin Williams coming by the set visiting with Kurtwood Smith, who plays the dad on the show. And I was, oh my God, it's Robin Williams. And he just won the Academy Award for Good Will Hunting. And afterwards, I was like, what did you say? What did you say? And Kurt was like, he said the weirdest thing. He said, I only wish I could go back and do a sitcom again. And I never forgot that when I was on The 70s Show, how great it is to go to work every day and make people laugh. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really interesting. He had hopes of, you know, ditching the TV career and, you know, becoming a movie star. And then this guy who wins an Oscar comes to his set and he wants all this advice on, you know, how to leave Culver City behind and, you know. You know, hit the big screen, and all Robin Williams wants to do is get back on a TV set.
Something to be said for that, I guess.
Yeah.
Steady work.
Ashton Kutcher never has to work again a day in his life.
No.
So,
no, but
yet he now has a job where he's going to be making, what, $700,000 for 3 days a week.
But he strikes me as a guy that has all this sort of, like, creative, nervous energy, and that he would always have to be doing something.
How about Dude, Where's My Car Lately? How about that? How about a little more of that?
No, dude, you really lost your car. He'll be joining the cast officially on Monday, September 20th at 9 p.m. on CBS. He will be joining the cast as Walden Schmidt. an internet billionaire with a broken heart.
Aww.
Aww, so all the ladies will love him. Rose McGowan. Just,
oh.
Yes,
ding. From Conan the Barbarian?
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Creepy in Conan. I know I'm like one of the few people that saw it because I loved my Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
But she is a scary badass in that movie. She recently opened up to People magazine about her childhood in a cult and how she escaped.
Yes, we've talked to her about that.
This
it's creepy
so
stuff.
So creepy. She was in the Child of God sect. It's a polygamous cult that blended free love attitudes with Christianity.
Ooh.
Always creeps me out.
Which means just the adult males get sex from everyone they want?
Bingo!
Wow, that's bad.
Rose said that you had no contact with the outside world. Things that are completely unacceptable become normal. She lived there with her mother, father, and two siblings, and she explained that they purposely kept you in the dark. No TV, no access to the outside world, and that she remembers watching how the cult's men were with the women, and at a very early age, she decided she did not want to be like one of those women. Apparently, her father finally realized that his family was living in a cult and was strong enough to protect Rose from being molested.
Wow.
Which is what the older men in the cult would do to the younger women.
It ain't natural!
And that they had to escape. They just had to go with the clothes on their backs and escape. And she says that she's very lucky that it still shocks her. There's a trail of some very damaged children that were in this group and that she got out by the skin of her teeth.
Wow. Scary.
Very scary. I don't know. Maybe we should take calls from people who've
nope.
escaped.
Been in a cult?
Yeah.
You escaped from a cult. Well, maybe.
I have a really good friend who was in a cult.
Really?
For a couple of years, yeah, and got out of it.
Had was it like this? Like a Christianity hippie
yeah,
sort of?
Yeah, exactly. It was.
Yeah.
Not without the sexual abuse, but with the you follow the leader and the you do whatever the leader says and you live cut off from the outside world. And she was into it. I can't remember where it was. It was some like some weird island. But she got away from it, and she said, I don't know what I was thinking at the time, you know?
It's a wonder they let her leave. She swam for the coast.
That would be interesting, though, to talk to people, because there are a lot of people who have kind of went through that phase.
Yeah. All right, would you guys watch a Rihanna sex tape?
Yes. Yes. Where, when, how, what, huh?
Hustler claims that they have a Rihanna sex tape.
Fantastic.
They say we have seen it, and we do not know what we are going to do with it yet.
She's hot. How about show it?
It features Rihanna and rapper J. Cole.
Okay.
Don't care.
J. Cole opened for Rihanna on her 2011 Loud tour, and then she made a cameo in his music video, Can't Get Enough. Now, Rihanna is telling Radar Online, or Rihanna's people, I should say, that they're surprised because there is no sex tape.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on.
So when publicists say no, that yes. means yes.
That does mean yes.
A lot of times that means yes.
So, all right.
Oh, please be true.
I'll put Kevin and Bean down for two copies.
Please, please do.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. That is not allowed during showbiz when I'm covering. That is so gross. Happy birthday to Bean's favorite man in the whole wide world, Regis Philbin.
So much for the Bean.
Happy birthday to my hero, Tim Burton, who has an awesome exhibit at the LACMA right now. Everybody should go. They're showing always.
I can't go.
Oh, no.
Well, don't do it.
Oh, no.
Don't ask him.
Okay,
don't
I'm going to move on.
I'm anyway, LACMA intolerant.
No.
Come on.
F you
come
in the
on
baby
with the come
maker.
On.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Put it in the file.
Damn it. You ruined. I'm sorry, Tim. I'm personally apologizing to Tim for that moment. But anyway, buy your tickets. Go to LACMA. It's fantastic.
But
stop. Right. No, stop. Not so much from you in the
heard
corner. Happy birthday to Alexander Skarsgård, world's hottest vampire, maybe?
Yeah.
Rachel Bilson and Blake Lively. I am Alex, that is your showbiz beat.
Still kind of tough to hear Sublime without a bowl in your hand, isn't it? Just doesn't. Well, it seems like there's something missing. There's more to the experience than just listening to it.
That's why I over the corner.
You're welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday. Kathy Griffin joins us next hour. Psycho Mike will be here with the Psycho Body in just a few minutes. First, though, how about a brand new internet roundup?
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bane's Internet Roundup.
We're sticking with that open. That's what we're going to keep using?
That's my question every time we play it.
Okay.
Seems like
one of us should have some decision-making power to get that changed.
We like to put some of our favorite videos up. So you can go to kevinandbean.com and just see them all. In this week's roundup, we have three of them that don't have enough sound to be interesting to play on the air. One, though, is a reporter doing a story and a kangaroo is in the background taking care of business.
It's
oh,
unbelievable.
No.
And it is every bit, it looks just like a human would.
Yes.
It's unbelievable. And then they tell the host, and he turns around and starts laughing.
Yeah, because he's doing a report, not realizing this kangaroo is doing it behind him to Oops. Himself. And then he's just, has no idea. And then they point it out, and he just breaks up. I mean,
It's pretty weird
to see a kangaroo taking care of himself.
Yeah. Before they were famous, 25 actors in 3 minutes. And basically, it's just going through and taking a bunch of famous actors in early, early, early projects that you probably are not even aware of.
It's weird to see some of them, like Jake Gyllenhaal and Scarlett Johansson, as children on television and movie shows.
And One Man, One Jar of Nutella is fantastic, too, because...
it's not what you think.
No, it isn't, but it's pretty good. Movie titles in movies, part two. Now, this is someone in the movie says the title of the movie. Somebody took the time to sit down and edit together a ton of them.
Wow.
Only the name of the movie that's being said by one of the actors in the movie.
Dude, where's my car?
The Three Amigos.
Poltergeist.
The Departed.
Rush Hour.
Goodfellas.
Good Burger.
Apollo 13.
Okay, so... So my point is, let's say you did every single one of those. What's the point of that?
Like, it's a fun video to watch. It's great to watch.
Sure.
Imagine how much work is involved.
That's my point.
A 3-minute video, you must have to watch 100 movies to fill it up with just the title.
And it must take you months and months and months.
Right.
And we just went, hey, that's cool. That's the payoff. We do have a clip of One Man, One Jar of Nutella.
Nutella.
Nutella. He eats the entire bottle of Nutella, which is chocolate. It's like chocolate frosting.
Excellent.
You can learn a little something from that beer mug, by the way.
It's 4,000 calories, the whole jar.
Yeah, but you're eating challenge fail guy.
Oh, yeah,
this guy sits down in front of a camera and owns it.
Yeah,
I'm not as cool as he is.
He's not doing Nutella. He's doing the liquor challenge. Now, don't do this. You could die. But this woman chugs a bottle of vodka. It's like a liter and a half or something. I mean, you literally could die from this.
I'm shocked she didn't.
And she did vomit, and her mouth was on fire.
You know that it's either good times. It's good times right on the edge of bad times when you hear this.
Hey, don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Go, 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 go.
Ah! Oh! What do you got to say? What do you have to say?
I can't feel my tongue.
Whoa. And these guys who are egging her on, I mean, she's not hot enough that you want her to do it so she's drunk. So you're really only into it to see if she'll live. I mean, that's the only possible reason you would want to see somebody drink that much.
That's crazy dangerous.
That's alcohol poisoning. You're begging for it.
Crazy marriage proposal guy. This is the guy, I don't know if you've seen it, but he's standing on the edge of a building. He takes her up to the rooftop, standing on the edge of a building and reaches for the ring and then falls off the building. But lands on one of those giant pads that, stuntmen land on.
My God.
And he's got the words, "Will you marry me?" spelled out on the ground. But she doesn't know
it. He's got the whole thing set up with the intention of giving this woman a heart attack at the moment that he's getting ready to propose.
Bobby the ring.
Oh, my God.
She dives up to the edge like the guy that was just going to marry me. And let's be honest, probably the only one.
Right. Would you be happy, Lisa, or would you be so pissed?
I'd be so pissed.
Yeah, right?
I would be so pissed.
Yeah.
What if she fell trying to grab him?
I don't know her name. I think it's Cecilia Sandra Lee.
Sandra Lee. This is the cooking talk show host.
Yeah, I've never seen her. I guess she does a show called Semi Homemade or something like that. This is the outtakes.
This is my philosophy is 70% store-bought ready-made plus 30%. Oh, go again. Air that one.
We will. Thank you.
It's so much like working with Kevin. You should see this video and how many times she has to keep it. And by the way, what's the deal? Did you watch the whole video?
Yeah.
At some point, she grabs her own boobs and starts massaging them.
She does. I don't understand.
It's so weird and it's so random.
And yet, strangely attractive. WGN news anchors flip out after missing a bridge explosion. This is, I believe I'm not positive we didn't play this before, but it's certainly worth a second watch. It's also a setup for the next video. But you watch them, and they are stalling and stalling and stalling while they're waiting for a bridge to explode. And then they toss it to the weather guy or somebody to stall just for a minute, a little bit more, and then they miss. That's the exact moment the bridge goes down.
Hey, while we're stalling, go ahead and show the picture. But today, as you get going, we have temperatures that are into the 30s around here.
Are you kidding me? Who did that?
Wow.
Are you kidding? We stay live for 3 minutes, and we cut away for 5 seconds, and it happens.
All right, so that's the news team. It's that same woman in this next clip that freaks
out.
I think WGN in Chicago, they must be doing this on purpose or have some sort of regular feature, because on their website, it's on their website. This isn't a YouTube theme that somebody got to embarrass them. They put it on their own website as the news meltdown of the day. So to me, it looks like this show is off the rails.
Well, it certainly does. And she supposedly had a conversation with this guy. And this is also what it's like to work with me, I imagine. Just before they go on the air, she says, do the story that's right there on the computer. And he has no idea what she's talking about. And so then that really makes her mad. She goes crazy. Then they start making fun of her. All of the rest of them start making fun of her. She starts laughing.
But this is all very fascinating to the viewer at home.
I'm just saying. We had a conversation. You were looking at me. I was looking at you. It's like you...
Stands up and walks away.
Go back on vacation.
This is going to extend our dream.
I need to go, Larry. I don't know what's going on.
And start making fun of her.
I was talking to you. I was talking to you. Didn't you see me making eyes?
Because I'm the internet already, Larry.
What are you doing now?
And she finally started laughing when they were doing that.
You don't see that on the news very often.
I would watch the news if you did.
I would, too.
California girls at 8 a.m.
Oh, this poor guy on the bus.
He's not a poor guy. He's having the time of his life. It's everybody else on the bus that's being tortured. This guy's listening to...
His iPod,
and he's listening to a Katy Perry song, California Girls, and he's got headphones on, and he's singing at the top of his lungs along with it.
West Coast, now put your hands up.
So the other people on the bus are like, hey, dude.
If you're on that bus, do you try to get him to stop? Or
no.
Is it so unbelievably entertaining that you hope it never ends?
I call 911 for the stroke he's having.
No. But everything's better with auto-tuning, so they added the song to his voice.
West Coast, now put your hands up.
I tell you, looking at him is not as satisfying as looking at Katy Perry.
No.
I got to be honest about that. And every Thursday night, Jimmy Kimmel does This Week in Unnecessary Censorship, where they take stories that do not have curse words and they put in beeps so it sounds like they're saying horrible things, even though they're not at all. One of them, by the way, is Jimmy on a cooking show, Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh.
So this is This Week in Unnecessary Censorship from Jimmy Kimmel Show.
This Week in Unnecessary Censorship.
Want a candidate who is willing to President Obama on all f**ks at all times.
Mr. President, you need to f**k up the employers of this country to create jobs.
Nah, we've been f**king Jimmy the entire hour, but now he's going to f**k us because Jimmy loves to f**k.
Do you want to be surrounded by f**ks? Who doesn't?
I think I have demonstrated that I've been a f**ker in Washington, D.C.
It tastes like c**k.
So they're saying fighter in D.C. and stuff like that, and they just add beeps. You can see all of these videos and more. We've put up a bunch of them. It's Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup at KevinandBean.com.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Psycho mother effing Mike, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Kevin and Bean's show.
All right.
Love line lover boy Psycho Mike.
All right.
Returns to the scene of the crime.
Rockin'. Pow.
How are you, Michael?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
You've gotten fat since the last time I saw you.
I really
Jesus, have
go.
You blown up?
He's not fat at all. It's just, you know, too much on my plate right now.
It's not enough on your plate right now.
It's that time of the month for me. I'm an emotional eater, Lisa May.
Yeah,
you know
I
how
understand
it goes.
That.
Mike, I feel like there's been some distance between us since you went Hollywood, became Rich Mike, and started hanging out with the Dancing with the Stars crew. But it is good to catch up with you every once in a while. Thank you for squeezing us into your busy schedule.
I love it here. I love you people. I truly do.
Oh, and, what do you mean by you people?
I mean by
you mean black?
Yes.
Okay, good.
It's always it's amazing to be here. It's so funny. I was at this like Scarface panel around the elite of Hollywood actors, right? And when you're sitting in a room and you're just finishing having a conversation with Al Pacino, you have a different view of everything, you know, because they're telling these stories about how they came up in theater and all this stuff. And I get off this panel, and there's reporters there to ask me questions. I'm like, yeah, look at me. I'm important. And everybody's asking me questions like,
hey, dude, do you think you could do more iPod Police? Hey, man. And, like, they're all questions about, like, the Kevin and Bean show. And then you just get a sense, you realize just how important this show is.
Yes,
and how,
it is very important.
That's what we're famous
for. How
good
it is to the people who listen to it. So, well, believe me, I don't take it for granted.
You're very kind to pretend to care about the little people. Listen, the reason we invited you in, though, is because I was having a conversation with somebody the other day, and it occurred to me that people who know about diet stuff like you do, and we're going to do the Psycho Body here today on the Kevin and Bean show, figure out a way to make whatever you think is healthy, they figure out a way to poo-poo on it. You know how Carolla says there's nothing he can't complain about? It's almost like there's no food that you can bring up that people will say, oh, no, you can't eat that.
Yeah. It's worse than that. To me, it seems like the people tell us that we're supposed to eat it.
Uh-huh.
And then the same people go, you know what? Wrong. That's bad for you.
Well, the bottom line when it comes to this stuff is that there's a lot of money in food and drugs on both sides, whether it be the people who want you to drink coffee because it can prevent a stroke and help the early onset of cancer, and the people who really don't want you to drink coffee because it can cause acid reflux and, you know, destroy your adrenal glands. Or
coffee
is
a fantastic example, because I want to talk today, we want to take calls from people who want to talk about specific foods that are either good or bad for you because they don't know, because they've heard conflicting information and you research the subject. Coffee's a great example. If I go to Starbucks, like I do, and I look up on the board and I see that the vanilla latte that they sell with whipped cream in it is like 490 calories, I'm smart enough to know that's a bad call. Right?
I'm smart enough not to look at the calorie count.
Right, okay. But then I look over there and I see that the regular Starbucks coffee that you get is 25 calories for a venti, right? 25 calories. And I go, that sounds like a perfect choice for somebody who wants
25 calories for seriously like 40 ounces.
Right,
you know
that
what
sounds
I mean?
Like
it's
a great choice.
An eternity.
But then people say, oh my God, you're trying to lose weight or you're trying to be healthy. Whatever you do, don't drink coffee. Yeah. That's the worst thing you can do. Why?
It's because...
Hang on. We got an intro. We got to do the intro. We're going to get into the bit. We got an intro for the Psycho Body. Come on.
Don't just get fit. Get psycho. Don't just get strong. Get psycho. Don't just get big. Get psycho. It's the Psycho Body with your host, Psycho Mike. Are you with me?
When it comes to diet and nutrition, you know, like I said, it's like a $1 trillion industry, you know, whether it be supplements or diet books or magazines based around how to stay thin for summer or whatever.
Every diet says that all of the other diets suck.
Right. And so because you can manipulate studies to say pretty much anything you want to back up whatever your theory is, there's always going to be so much out there that just overcomplicates a relatively simple premise, and that's that you should eat things that are good for you and don't eat too much and work out and, you know, move your ass, don't eat more than you can and burn off and eat things that are good and healthy for you. And one of the things that I would like to make a major tenet for people out there who really just want to clean up their lifestyle when it comes to the things that they eat and that they do is don't ever drink calories. Ever.
Don't drink calories.
Even 25 and 40 ounces?
Coffee doesn't really count because it's coffee and plain tea don't count. This is what I put in my body liquid form, and I'm not going to get into that, Bean, because I know what you're already thinking. Water, black coffee. That's what the Mikester drinks, period. No juice, no diet soda, no sugar-free juices, no waters that are flavored to help me get them down. Listen, stop it. Don't ever drink anything with anything else in it that isn't plain tea, water, or coffee.
You bring up Diet Coke. Wouldn't you say the first thing people do when they're starting to think about, hey, maybe I ought to clean it up or lose weight, is they start drinking Diet Coke. Yeah. Hey, look at how smart I am. I'm staying away from the sugared colas.
And I'd like you to analyze. I'd really love if we had the money and the power to get people in a room, all people that are regular diet soda drinkers. Put them in, like, the Coliseum here in L.A., and let's just look at them. There's not going to be one of them that is in good shape.
Really?
Not one.
But Diet Coke seems like it makes so much
sense.
Because
they're drinking Diet Coke, they can drink them all day.
Here's the thing. Next rule for me. Number one, don't ever drink calories.
Uh-huh.
That's no fun.
Number two, don't ever intake anything that has light or diet or healthy in front of it, like on a package. Anything that says light or diet or it has wording that means it's somehow in any way good for you, don't eat that.
There's nothing left.
Newsflash. An apple doesn't say light on it. It doesn't say diet apple. It's just naturally an apple. Ahi tuna with no sauce on it doesn't say diet. It's just good. You don't need to go out and search for the low-carb, flourless pizza because
Just be, don't eat pizza, period. That's my thing.
That's a terrible, terrible diet.
Mike, by the way, you're not in the jungle fighting trailer. You can bring it down.
You know, but there's still a lot of, there's still, it's a wound that needs to be reopened.
I have one question.
I see a lot of strife in today.
Okay.
All
right. I have one question, what? And then we need to take a break, and we'll take your calls, 1-800-520-1067, on what foods are actually good for you and which ones the sound good for you aren't. And that is, did you just refer to yourself as the Mikester?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that.
No.
Don't ever do that again.
Sometimes I get a little geeked up. You know
never
what?
Again.
Get it's time to. I'm mad as hell. I'm not taking it
the
anymore.
The Mikester disagrees, Kevin.
Don't call yourself the Mikester. And we'll take your call.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Kathy Griffin, next hour on the program. Right now, our friend Psycho Mike, co-host of the Loveline Show with Dr. Drew, heard across this great land of ours.
Right, put it
in
together,
studio.
Everybody. Yeah, put it
you
together.
You can't start an applause for yourself.
Three clap, kids.
Here's a guy who knows things about things, and today we're talking about foods that you think might be good for you but are really bad for you, or you don't know. 1-800-520-1067. It's the Psycho Body.
I don't have the theme.
Now
ready
you don't have. This is where we usually play the theme.
Oh, I thought we played it at the beginning. No. I don't have it. I don't have it. Hang on.
Oh, you want to get psycho? Oh, you don't want to get big and psycho.
All right. So do that again. We're ready now. Do it again.
Well,
we're
it's
ready.
Fine. We don't
do
need it again. We're ready now.
Do it again.
Do it again.
I'm going to play it.
It's the Psycho Body.
Don't just get fit. Get psycho. Don't just get strong. Get psycho. Don't just get big. Get psycho. It's the Psycho Body with your host, Psycho Mike. Are you with me?
We haven't gotten better since you left the show, Mike, just so you know.
I am impressed.
great calls on the phone. Let's start with TJ. He's on line one with something that I'm sure has confused a lot of people. TJ, thank you for calling. Thank you for holding your on with Psycho Mike for the Psycho Body.
Hey, Mike. All right. You got to tell me, is this whole organic food BS just like made up? Because my girlfriend loves it. Yeah. And it's cost me a fortune.
Yeah, that's a good.
Before Mike answers, let me just say Mike knows a lot about this topic, but always get a doctor's opinion on whatever Mike says.
Yeah, sure.
All right, go ahead.
Dr. Schmachter.
Go ahead.
Look, you touched on it right there. It costs a lot more. Now, I'm sure there are some negligible benefits to getting an organic piece of fruit from a regular piece of fruit, but at the end of the day, if it prevents you from affording fruits and vegetables and lean protein by buying organic, get regular. It's not that much better that it should prevent you from getting
it's
the
not
foods
enough
you eat.
Better that it's worth the money sometimes.
Not at all. Okay. No way. All no right. way.
I mean, interesting. Wow.
There is, I'm sure, some benefits because what are the difference between organic and regular foods is just how it's raised. You know, the cattle's raised or how the plants are grown and different type of pesticides.
But some people
not
swear around. By it. Like,
right.
How dare
like
you
you're
not
gonna die? I mean, elite athletes and stuff are definitely eating only organic vegetables and things like that. But like I said, if it's preventing you from buying your spinach and apples and stuff like that, then just go regular. There's no advantage that's that important.
Thank you for the call. Let's try Tony, line two on the Kevin and Bean Show. Tony, welcome to the Psycho Body. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I was wondering about sports drinks like Gatorade. And
no,
calories.
Stop it. What did I say? No calories. Don't drink. But Gatorade was invented by the Florida Gators campus for football players in August in Florida.
Okay.
Not for fat ass cubicle guy who may get on a treadmill once a day. Like, don't you stop it, people.
But what
just because you watch a goddamn commercial with like Peyton Manning and Landon Donovan getting ready to go in the game drinking the Gatorade,
right,
does not mean you need it. Okay? You'll be fine. I work out more. If you're listening right now, I work out harder and more than you do. I'm fine without sports drink. You know what I drink? Good old water. God's Gatorade, goddammit.
Take it easy.
All
man.
I had in Nob was a helmet full of swamp water, and I made it out okay, Kemosabe.
Right. I think you need some decaf.
Wow.
Here's a Facebook question for you, Psycho Mike. Please settle this debate between me and my friends. I can't call in. I need Mike's perspective on juicing as a way to get more nutrients into your body versus just consuming the whole fruit or vegetable. What's the deal?
Juicing is not regular juice. Like, if you go to the store and buy orange juice, it's not like going to a juice bar and getting crushed. If you're going to drink calories, that is the way to go because you're getting the pulp and the fibers and all the other kind of like ancillary nutrients that come in a fruit that you would if you were to eat it. So go ahead and do that. But the problem with that is people go to a juice bar and they get like 180 grams of sugars worth of fruit. If you sit down and you eat a grapefruit, you just eat a grapefruit. If you go to a juice bar, a lot of times people are having like 14 servings of fruit in this condensed little deal. And most people's metabolism isn't designed for that. I mean, I don't think there's anybody in the world who has gotten fat exclusively out of eating fruits and vegetables, but don't be fooled into believing that just because something is healthy, you can't eat too much of it.
Why is he such a downer,
He's
Kevin?
A downer.
Seriously.
Really,
yeah. Let's try Joshua, line 6, next up on the Psycho Body. Joshua is getting into an area that has confused me for years. Welcome to the show, man. What do you got?
Yeah, I'm really sure I got everything else for the day pretty much figured out. The only thing I'm concerned about is breakfast. Everybody suggests Special K.
No, stop it. Everybody, stop it with cereal.
Okay,
here's
the thing.
Listen,
here's the answer no to everything.
But let's talk about cereal, because you go down the cereal aisle, and it's pretty obvious that you're not going to eat the Frosted Flakes or the Cocoa Puffs or all the good cereals.
What are you talking about?
But then there's a whole bunch of them that look like they might be healthy.
And look, Fiber One and Special K is definitely better than Lucky Charms. Okay, I'm not going to sit here and say that. But
no, it's not better.
How about this? Everybody, just suck it up and don't have cereal at all. Get yourself some berries and have a couple eggs. This is the thing. Wake up. You can't. There are no shortcuts to it. I know cereal is easier and probably tastes better than getting up 20 minutes earlier and making yourself some scrambled eggs and having, some blueberries. But the bottom line is that no one ever got the body you're looking to get from eating these shortcut foods. There's a huge, huge industry of people making foods that make you believe you're doing better than eating an Egg McMuffin. But the bottom line is that there's no real way around it. You have to just suck it up and eat the stuff that you know you don't want to eat.
Everything
sucks.
There's no Santa Claus, right? That's what you're saying.
What if you inject regular cornflakes with Special K, the tranquilizer?
Listen, ketamine, on the other hand, does have some health benefits. I have noticed I used to have sex with a lot hotter chicks when I had ketamine in my pocket.
You thought they were hotter.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
All right. Do we have time for one more? No.
No, we're done.
Right.
Mike, seriously.
You're a downer. No pizza, no fruit, no cereal.
Yeah, this has been a bummer. Let's not do this segment anymore.
What should people eat?
Whatever cavemen ate. That's what you say, right?
Yeah. Lean protein. Listen here, people. Don't eat too goddamn much. If you really feel like you have eaten to the point where you feel uncomfortable, your button on the jeans is starting to feel like it's getting pressure. You know how you get that feeling after Thanksgiving dinner where you're like, man, I definitely went overboard. A lot of people listening to this do that pretty much with every meal, and that ain't the way it's got to go.
Should we walk around feeling hungry?
A little bit. Not necessarily hungry, but feeling content and looking forward to that next meal.
What about my diet, which is eat the same thing that I've always eaten, but only eat half of it and then throw it away?
Hey, there's a lot to be said for that.
There's
plenty of people I know that get away with eating what would be considered unhealthy or fattening foods. They just eat like birds, you know? And it's like if you can get the bottom line
nutrients. They go up on the roof?
Oh, man.
No, Bean. Their mother eats the food and pukes it into their mouth like a bird.
Okay.
I want you dead.
The beautiful, talented Kathy Griffin joins us after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. She's never been more on the D-list than she is coming in on our Dog and Pony Show today.
You guys are great.
Is this D-minus?
You're terrific.
Thank you.
That'll be coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, Ralph's out for a couple days. We're taking a look at the showbiz beat. That's Psycho Mike Catherwood sitting in. Mike, I'm glad you're here. Because I wanted to get your take on a mutual crush of ours who's in the news.
Yeah.
One of the hottest Asians in the world, the beautiful Brenda Song.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Who, as you know, is Wendy Wu Warrior Princess. And of course, Kevin, you know her for all the years as London on Zach and Cody. So we're big Brenda Song fans.
Yeah, but not... Yeah,
what?
Go ahead.
She's 23. She's legal and legit.
She's way legal.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
She also has been knocked up by Miley Cyrus's brother Trace, that tattooed freak who runs the rock band.
Yeah.
They're having a baby together.
That's good. A good move, right?
Right. That's a great move. He's 22. She's 23. Miley Cyrus is about to be a first-time aunt. They're having a child.
Oh,
sweet.
Does that sound like the type of thing that they sat down and said, hey, let's plan out what our next move is? I know. Let's have a baby.
I can't imagine that. Condoms just aren't stapled to that guy. You know, like, with at his age, with his career and everything going on, like, I can't imagine you'd
like
be
he would
like,
ever take one off.
You know what's a good idea? Is if we just go El Natural.
Right.
You know, there's nothing bad could happen.
It doesn't make any sense.
But how furious are you that Brenda Song is going to be pregnant?
Nah, what are you going to do, man? You know, not every girl is for you and I, Bean. I know it may seem like that because we're such ramblers. Because we go from town to town like outlaws, just breaking
works
hearts.
His way through Hollywood.
Just breaking hearts. But
he really does.
Well, I just would like to say for the record, I don't approve.
Would you buy clothes from a clothing line that Lady Gaga comes up with?
Yes.
You might.
I would.
Out of comedy.
Yeah, yes. Mike wears a lot of ridiculously bad outfits.
Would most people.
No, but here's the thing. Is she doing like a collaboration with a high-end designer?
Just
or
her sister.
That's tough. Yeah. I think like she's so well respected in the elite fashion world, where you know in the kind of clothes that people wear on a runway, but would never wear anywhere else except for maybe one or
two
restaurants.
You really don't ever see people wear that.
I mean, I think she can get away with selling three garments for $60,000 a piece. Like she's not making Volcom.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Where she needs a mass sell.
She's not going to be in Target.
No.
Then I won't. I'm out.
Jason Momoa in the news. Of course, he is Conan of the Conan the Barbarian movie. A lot of people took notice of him in the Game of Thrones. Have you met him? Have you had him on Loveline?
I have not.
Super, super nice guy.
And he's buff.
Yeah, is he buff enough for you?
Oh, yeah, you approve? Momoa's swole. Yeah. He's not OG Conan swole.
Right.
Alex, our producer, she's got a
mad crush on him, yeah. He did an interview about Conan the Barbarian with Total Film magazine, and he said that although most people have a cell phone and email and computers, he lives simply without any of them. He's a Luddite. He lives his life with none of those things.
He doesn't have a TV or a phone?
I didn't even mention TV yet, but yes, he doesn't have a television either. No computer, no cell phone, no television. He is really Conan the Barbarian.
He's trying too hard.
And also, he's just saying that.
Really?
Yes.
You don't think he has a cell phone?
Good-looking guy who now has made himself well-known for taking his shirt off in a movie has to go out of his way to say, like, oh, no, I'm deeper. I read for fun.
You know
I don't watch TV.
What's weird and random is when we had Rachel Nichols on to talk about Conan the Barbarian, when we talked to her down at Comic-Con, she also doesn't own a television set. What is the deal with people who don't own TVs?
They're so busy. There's just no
point. They have lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have lives, Bean. They have friends and people, and they do things.
The two in a row that I don't approve of.
Steve Jobs stepped down. I'm sure you've heard from Apple.
Yes.
Effective immediately.
Yeah, the transition has already happened. By the way, that sounds like the name of his hot new product after the iPad and the iPhone is I Quit.
He's getting off that sinking ship that is Apple.
You mean the world's most valuable company? Yeah. The company that has more cash on hand than the United States government? That company?
That's weird.
He's got health problems. He's had health problems for a long time.
I wonder what the stock is going to do. I wonder how much confidence people have in this new guy, the new CEO, Tony
Flavor
Cook.
Flav.
I think it's Tony Cook is his name.
Well, you know that it wasn't all Steve Jobs.
It wasn't all Steve Jobs, exactly.
It fell 5% yesterday.
Wow. So. Wow. How about that? Tony Hawk in the news. Our friend Tony, by the way, who I have a tremendous amount of respect for and have forever. He's a guy who's, what is he? Got to be in his 40s now.
Yeah, probably mid-40s.
But you get the feeling that besides running his global Tony Hawk empire, he's still out there skateboarding every day just for the love of it. Well, apparently he crashed on his board in Jacksonville, Florida a couple of days ago. Tweeted a photo. I haven't yet seen it, but he said he was looking for referrals for a good dentist in the area.
Whoa.
Apparently did some significant damage to his mouth and or teeth.
Nice.
Wow. He's tweeting. Who's going to send him a good dentist through Twitter?
Yeah, but he's one of those guys who probably has a million and a half people on Twitter. I bet he's got somebody in Florida who's got a dentist.
Yeah. But I also would be wary of, like, the people who respond.
Right.
Because every kid that, you know, does any type of, like, skateboarding at all is now tweeting and saying, I'm a dentist. Show up in my backyard in Jacksonville.
Meet me in the white van in a parking lot. I'll pull it.
Well, all our best to Tony Hawk. Today's celebrity birthday is an unbelievable list. Mike, I'd like you to do a one-line impression of each celebrity who's celebrating a birthday
today. This is not going to be good, but I'll do it.
Because I think a lot of them are in your wheelhouse. First of all, talk show host Regis Philbin is 80.
What's that Navy ring you got there? Is that a Navy ring? You're swarthy. That's what he told me.
Did he really? Yeah. That's what Regis said to you?
Because I had my grandfather's Navy ring on. And he's like, and I'm trying to talk to him. What an honor it is to sit in your chair, even for, is that a Navy ring?
Thanks, Regis.
From Judas Priest, the great Rob Halford turned 60 today.
Let's hear this.
Tougher than ever!
Rocker Elvis Costello is 57.
Hey, I'm Elvis Costello.
Country singer Billy Ray Cyrus turns 50 today.
Oh, yeah! All my kids have babies!
Model Claudia Schiffer is 41.
I'm a model.
Hey, Blake Lively turns 24.
Oh, Blake Lively. Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio's penis can cure cancer. Look at me. He bought me a Prius because I don't have enough money of my own to buy my own car. I'm a whore.
The beautiful Rachel Bilson is 30.
Oh, look at me. I have a mustache. I belong in TJ Southern Chili.
Actor Sean Connery turns 81.
Right. I'm not a big fan of most ethnicities, and I surely don't take back that I'd like to punch women.
And finally, I don't know if this is too much of a stretch, Mike, but I'm going to throw it out there just to see how you do. Gene Simmons of the band Kiss turned 62.
I don't know if I can pull that one off.
First off, happy birthday to me. I'm a handsome and powerful man. And later on today, I had a custom-made cake, which is my face, you know, with wearing the makeup and everything. And it's a red velvet cake with a custom buttercream.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of custom creams, I'm sure I can work up a custom cream.
This has been the Kevin and Bean Show.
Dr. Maya Angelou is insufferable. You know what I learned? I learned why the caged bird sings. To drown out her horrible voice. There. I'm sorry, America. Justin was like out blacking T.I., and as the call went on, they were like getting blacker and blacker to the point where I couldn't even understand what Justin was saying. So it was Tiago like, what's up? What's up, Blair? How you doing? All right, Pip. What's up? Hey, holla. Katie Couric is there, who's scary. She's like the white Oprah, and she's little, but she's scrappy like those midgets on Little People Big World where, like, she'll box you and kick your ass and you don't know why. And not a big fan of Trump. Think he's a tool. So let me just say this to the four straight guys who are here. Tonight, for you coming to my show, it's going to be kind of like being molested. You're going to have to go to a safe place. I got nothing for you. You know how when you're getting molested and...
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the hilarious Kathy Griffin!
It's so difficult to get our next guest to speak her mind, but I think she's starting to come out of her shell a little bit. The beautiful Kathy Griffin joins us in studio here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Kathy.
I love that you did a Kathy Griffin mashup.
Yes, of course.
That is very, very nice.
Saturday night, you're taping your latest stand-up special that is going to be aired on Bravo, and you're doing it in Costa Mesa at something that sounds imaginary, the Segerstrom Center for the Arts?
Yes, it's real.
It's a real place.
That's real. It's all going down. So,
what does that mean?
It's all going down. It's how the kids talk.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, you mean it's going down? Like, that's good. That's where you want to be. Okay.
That's right. It's all going down. It is two shows. I don't hold back. And even though it's a TV taping, there's still going to be a lot of foul language and offensive things.
Thank God.
That will probably be cut in the final taping.
Yeah.
But if you're willing to really filthy up the beautiful, what's the name of it again?
Segerstrom Center for the Arts.
Yes. Then let's get dirty together.
All right. 7:30 and 9:30. Two big shows. Be part of something that's going to be better than what's going to eventually air on television. You can go to Ticketmaster.com to get those tickets for this Saturday night. And by the way.
Or you can be in one of the audience shots.
Yeah.
So
sure.
You can
be on
to you at any time, doubling over in laughter or flipping me off. Really, it's your choice. It's your night.
Either one.
Kathy, I can't believe you're even here because your name just sells tickets. I mean, you don't even need need to do publicity. Let's be honest.
I'm here because of the love that I feel. Mm-hmm. And I also have so much to say about the Kardashians.
Oh, please. Why weren't you at the wedding? They invited everybody.
That is really true. I think my mom went. I'm not sure, but I think my 91-year-old alcoholic mother might have gotten out the walker and just walked over.
But seriously, I mean... We've talked about it a little bit on this show. They didn't invite friends. They invited people that would make a good television show. Hey, let's have Lindsay Lohan in the audience because people will want to see that. I mean, they were inviting people like Jillian.
But wait, not just Lindsay. Lindsay and my Allie idol.
And Dina.
Dina.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Let's invite...
My idol is Dina Lohan, yes.
Really? Why is she your idol?
Because I believe that she is a better parent than my parents ever were to me. I believe that she...
You had terrible parents.
I had terrible parents because all they wanted to do was love me and put me in school.
Yeah.
And yawn, what I really wanted was a momager to, you know, help my career and do whatever it took, if you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
To further my career.
And then upstage your career.
Thank you. Uh-huh. And then we get into some sort of legal battle,
right.
And then I'm all over the internet. But no, all my mom does is drink wine. And by the way, watch the Kardashians.
How about a little fast track to show business success, Mom? That's all you're
Thank
asking
you.
For,
That's
right?
all I'm asking. Just I had to sleep my own way to the middle.
Yes, exactly.
Not appropriate. Not appropriate.
So was there a possibility you might be invited? Were you
no,
sad?
No, there is no possibility. Here's what I will say.
That I don't if see you're... Kathy in the inner circles of celebrities.
No,
but
not
she
at
make
all.
Any party fun?
Yes, but she tells stories about celebrities.
I do make the party fun, and then usually it's my last invite to that person's house.
Right.
That's usually how it goes. So I may go into a celebrity's house once.
One time.
And that's it. That's it.
Okay.
And so the Kardashians probably are the only people that I would say should not come to my shows on Saturday.
Oh, you've got a lot to say about them.
All I'm saying is, if your last name is Kardashian, you should probably go to maybe a different show that night.
Okay.
Maybe a small house party.
Kathy, why did she marry this man she barely knew?
Okay, I'll tell you why. Because he's tall, goofy. It's all about making the perfect children. Because she's a little shorter with that, you know, the behind, of course, we've all talked about.
Sure.
And let's not forget the episode where she got her butt x-rayed because she said, and I'm quoting, the whole world is talking about whether my butt is real or has implants. Because, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
This was breaking news.
Mm-hmm.
This was on the CNN news ticker. This was global BBC, BBC America. She was correct. She's not exaggerating when she says the entire world stopped everything they were doing to discuss whether or not she had butt implants.
I saw Mandela bring it up. Remember?
Yes. Remember at the G8 summit.
At the G8, exactly.
It came up
right.
at the G8 in Reykjavik.
So you think it was really just we have to create perfect children to
yes,
keep the Kardashian line?
Yes, because when
you
put them together, uh-huh. I mean, obviously they're going to have beautiful children.
They come out with a normal human if you put them together.
Exactly.
Now, we had a pool on how long the marriage will last.
Okay, but, you know, remember, Chloe and Lamar are hanging in there.
Well, they've shot past
the odds.
Every guess we ever made about their marriage. Like,
I know.
Stunning that they're still together.
I know. It's appalling.
The shortest is like 3 weeks or something like that, and the longest is like 4 years.
I gave it 4 years.
Really?
The Kardashian wedding. I really did.
Okay,
yeah.
If you say 4 years, then I'm going to up the ante and say 3 kids in 4 years.
Wow.
How about
yeah.
that? And then an immediate split so she doesn't have to have them around.
That's
but
right.
But you can't wait for that show on E, though. When the wedding airs, you and the gays are just going to get together and have the best time ever, right?
The gays and I are going to have a carb-free pizza party. It's just going to be cheese and sauce and a lot of unfair judgment.
Don't get us started on Psycho Mike's diet.
Were you listening on the way in? Did you hear
I'm
that there's
so
nothing you can eat that's
Psycho
not bad?
Mike. I'm going to go psycho on Psycho Mike.
You should.
Because he is ridiculous with his dietary restrictions. I know, but okay, so I actually brought in studio for you my travel diet because I tour all the time.
It's a banana.
A banana. Sugar-free Red Bull and peanut butter.
Two sugar-free Red Bulls.
It's going
to
be a long day.
To be honest.
is your day?
And I am not a paid spokesperson for bananas,
right.
Red Bull, or peanut butter.
Right.
And Mike would
Although
look at...
Although the banana people have been coming after me trying to get the big Kathy Griffin contract
sure,
for
yeah,
a year. Don't get me wrong.
But Mike would look at that and say, you'll be dead by noon if you consume anything
yes,
in that bag.
Yes, he would
right?
like me to grind
poison.
Peanuts or put them peanuts in a juicer. And that way I wouldn't be sullied by any kind of carcinogens that help you... maintain peanut butter.
It's way, way, way too much work to live like Mike does. But I will say this about Mike. He does.
He does.
Good for him.
Yeah,
he does. Also, I had a big old coffee on the way in, so screw Mike.
Screw it, Mike. Kathy, why is it, and you're not an old woman by any stretch of the imagination.
I am a foxy.
You're absolutely foxy.
I'm a mature foxy lady.
Why did you decide at a certain point a few years ago that I am going to be marathon Kathy and all of a sudden be super tight and buff? I mean,
I don't know. Because
you had been enormously successful as just regular person Kathy, but now
that I'm banging bikini bod Kathy,
right.
There's a whole new tier to my career I didn't know about.
Really? Is that
yes.
true? Has it
is
helped
there a
you?
Doll on the way, banging bikini bod Kathy?
Yeah, there's a banging bikini. There's
a
doll coming.
Yeah. I didn't
it's a lot of alliteration
yeah.
for this time of the day.
I didn't think I was getting out either.
I just, you know, I got so tired of doing comedy, and when I realized that my life as a swimsuit model would fulfill me more than telling offensive jokes
mm-hmm.
about religious leaders,
right.
That's when I decided to change my career path.
Well, you can't believe how hot she looks. That's all I'm
it's
saying.
It's ridiculous.
Kathy Griffin on stage this Saturday night in Costa Mesa. Listen, two shows, they will sell out instantly, so go to Ticketmaster.com
or
right
Kathy
now.
Griffin.net.
Or KathyGriffin.net. You can buy the tickets for 7:30 or 9:30 at the Segrestman Center for the Arts, Costa Mesa, and then you might see yourself on the TV, too. More with our guests after this on the...
K Rock is KROQ, and it's 25 minutes after 8 o'clock.
We weren't going to play that one, but our guest Kathy Griffin said, hey, Kevin Amin, can you punk it up a little bit for me? I'm sick of this BS.
I'm back to my roots of punk.
Kathy Griffin is in concert Saturday night. Two big shows, 7:30 and 9:30. Tickets available now through Ticketmaster.com. Go to KathyGriffin.net. She's at the Seerstrom Center for the Arts. They're filming for a Bravo special. Your third special of the year?
Third special
what?
In 1 year. That's right. I'm doing 4-hour specials in 1 year. Never been done, people. Not by any comedian, male or female.
You talk to comedians and they go, it takes about 2 or 3 years to come up with an hour. Or act.
Yeah.
Well, I say thank you, Marcus Bachman.
He's your new hero because. But I thought he was curing the gays. You want more gays, not fewer gays.
No, he is has a reparative clinic.
We should tell people who Marcus Bachman is who maybe don't follow the news.
Okay, presidential candidate Michelle Bachman, who has mm-hmm. the crazy eyes.
Right.
She is the Ramona from Housewives of New York of candidates, and that's for the gays.
Right.
That's for the gays.
That scares me that I got that.
I know
that.
You get it.
I got that.
I love you. And then, so she has a husband who's kind of turned out to be the real story.
Yes.
So just when I thought Michelle Bachman was going to be enough of a story for a comedian, it turns out there's the husband coming up the rear.
You've never seen anyone more... I don't know if he's in the closet as much as he's in denial.
Well, if you've seen the YouTube video of him, I would just say that he would be comfortable at a Kathy Griffin show.
Okay. Yes, he would.
He would meet new friends. So he's got a reparative clinic where he wants you to pray the gay away.
Oh, no.
How's that going? How's that
going? Another one of those.
And so I'm naming my special Pray the Gay Back.
What's weird about the time in which we live, Kathy,
yeah.
is that's not a deal breaker for people. People look at that and go, yeah, that's fine. I would still vote for this person, even though her husband is in the Pray the Gay Away movement.
Pray the Gay Away reparative clinic.
Right.
That's right. Well, I would like to stand outside that clinic and just sell tickets. I mean, let's just say, I think anyone that would be entering the reparative clinic to Pray the Gay Away
would love your show.
Would love Kathy Griffin. I could sell t-shirts, maybe some CDs. So I might, you just might see me out there with like a Costco table and a cardboard sign.
The point we're making here, kids, if it's too obtuse, is you can't pray the gay away. It doesn't work that way.
You don't have to. We love you anyway.
One of the crazy things about Kathy is she does speak her mind, and occasionally, pretty often actually, she ends up being face to face with the people that she's made fun of just mercifully on her show.
You mean like Michelle Bachmann?
You ran into Michelle Bachmann.
I really did run into Michelle Bachmann in Washington D.C. on an escalator. I'm not kidding. And when it happened, I thought, this is so magical and serendipitous. I must be imagining. And I thought maybe it was a drag impersonator.
Right.
No, it was the actual Michelle Bachmann.
Now, does she have any clue who you are? They wouldn't have heard of you up in Wisconsin, would they?
Well, she's from Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota. Same thing.
Same diff. I swear she initiated the conversation. And then once again, I thought, this is a gift from baby Jesus.
Right.
That fell right in my lap. And so she said something like, oh, my goodness, what are you doing here? Mm-hmm. And I said, and then someone from her team, one of her assistants, started flip camming me without asking me permission.
Right.
So I thought, okay, here we go. And I said,
it's on.
And so I said, well, I'm here in D.C. and I'm having a rally in Freedom Plaza to help repeal the military's don't ask, don't tell policy. And I've performed in Iraq and Afghanistan and I love the military. And, you know, I think it's time for this policy to maybe be over. Can I count on your support?
Oh, that's so awesome.
Was that happening for real or did you just say it?
No, it was happening.
Because either way, it would have been great.
Okay, it was happening for real.
Can I count on your support?
And then she said,
what do you say to that?
Well, she said, oh, no, I don't think so. And then I said, Congresswoman, I was wondering, were you born a bigot or do you feel that you grew into it?
Oh, no, Kathy.
Well, I'm just saying.
Then you got the flip phone. But then you got to get the flip phone from them, don't you?
I tried. Okay, so then she said the best answer, which, you know, if someone accused you of being a bigot, that's pretty bad. Like, that's right up there with the N-word.
Of course. It's bad.
Yeah,
it is.
You backpedal.
There's no defense for that, right?
No. And then she said, that's a good question. I'm going to have to get back to you.
Oh, no. That's so politics speak, isn't it?
Isn't it good?
Really?
Oh. So then...
Is she eclipsing Miss Palin in your mind now? Is she the equal
comedian,
of Sarah?
Yes.
Really?
Well...
She's hotter than Sarah. In terms of right now for material.
Exactly. I don't know if she has a chance to win the presidency, but I would say that for a comedian, she's hotter than hot right now.
Yes.
And although the husband, do not discount Marcus with that reparative clinic.
Sure. Right. No,
which I'm going to send. I might send my mom to that. Not to pray the gay, just to make some other changes.
Do they concentrate on anything else, or is it just
that's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if the reparative clinic can repair other things. Like, can they fix a car? Can they repair maybe some plastic surgery mishaps?
Oh,
which
I
I've
see.
Had a couple of those.
Yeah.
I'm guessing not.
I might check myself in if the gays don't turn on me, because maybe they repair other things. I don't know.
So you're praying every night, the last thought when your head hits the pillow is, please get this woman the nomination, right?
Well, I wouldn't feel terrible if she got nominated. I'm just saying I have a lot of shows to do.
Yes.
You know, I've got...
She provides a lot of content.
I'm up for an Emmy. This right. can only help.
Well, when are you not up for an Emmy?
What? Did someone mention my Emmy nomination?
Again. How many have you won?
I've won two, and I've been nominated 7 times.
Why don't they just give you a permanent yearly Emmy?
Lifetime achievement.
Kathy hosting the Emmys, I'd like to ask, by the way?
Well, because that would be the last Emmys ever.
Well,
but it would be fun.
That's
We'd
one
go
of those
out
situations
the
where they have to make nice with everybody, and maybe Kathy's not that person.
Well, I am actually doing a special on TV Guide Net the day after called Kathy Griffin's Emmy Bloodbath.
Ooh, I love that.
And it's just going to be me talking smack about all things Emmy.
I love it.
As an insider.
Oh, yeah, because you'll be there.
And this is separate from the Bravo special.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. I'm going to go to the parties till I get kicked out.
Are you going to talk clothing?
Nah,
not much.
Not so much.
Or is that just making fun, maybe?
Just talking smack about people, places, and things.
So even if you win another Emmy that night, that's not going to make you hold back the next day about just crapping on the whole organization, right?
Of course not.
Okay, that's our girl, Kathy, right there. That show airs Monday night, September the 19th, the day after the Emmys. Kathy's on stage for 2 shows in Costa Mesa this weekend, Saturday night, 7:30 and 9:30, KathyGriffin.net or Ticketmaster.com. You got to see it in person. We'll be right back more with our guests on the Kevin. I'm uncomfortable with how hot Kathy Griffin has gotten.
It's ridiculous.
Because I used to just think of her as that funny chick on TV, and now she's kind of hot.
You're objectifying me. Like, I'm not even a person.
I know.
I'm just a sex toy.
You're a bikini bod Kathy Griffin.
I'm a human being, Lisa.
Hey, any boy toys in your life now, or what are you doing?
Oh,
what's that deal?
I was thinking of actually calling Mayor Villaraigosa and asking him if he knew any, like, hot detectives for me.
Is that what you're in the market for?
Yeah, why not?
Sure, why not?
Like a Chris Maloney LA version.
Okay, they're filled with them.
The bad thing is my closest like connection to that world would be just the mayor. Like, I don't know any cops. I would just have to call the mayor's office. Hi, it's me, Kathy Griffin. How are you?
How does Kathy Griffin date, by the way? Because like all celebrities, you have to wonder though who's into you for you and who's into you because hey, that's that girl from TV.
And who can handle me?
Well, no one.
I'm a little bucket of trouble.
No one.
Is what it is. I'm a feisty little bucket of trouble. In a little teeny bikini.
Are you high maintenance?
No, I'm.
You're so high maintenance.
Really?
Yes, I am.
Are you high maintenance?
Totally
question
high
about
maintenance.
That. Are you the type of person who has to talk to your boyfriend?
I didn't fool you for one second.
She was gonna try. No, please.
I thought that's what straights wanted to hear. Because when I'm with the gays, I can just be like, "Girl, I'm a wreck. Girl, down." But with you guys, I have to try to front. Be like, "No, I'm just a sweet little."
Do you have to talk to your boyfriend 15 times a day? Are you that kind?
The problem is I have to not talk like a dude because I was in New York yesterday and I was trying to flirt with a waiter because, you know, I never met a barback I didn't want to have sex with. And so I think my opener was, "Hey, buddy, how's it hanging?"
Very feminine.
I don't think he saw me as a pretty lady. So I'm trying to work on that. I'm working on that.
Yeah. Kathy Griffin is here on the Kevin Amin Show. We always love having her in, and she's going to be doing a stand-up special for Bravo, and it's going to be this Saturday night. Two shows. You can be on the show if you're in the audience. Plus, you get to see the stuff that's too racy for Bravo. You can see it in person. It's at the Segerstrom Center for the Arts in Costa Mesa. Go to Ticketmaster.com. Speaking of being on the TV.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. I apologize. But what? You were on that same name show.
Yes. I switched lives with another Kathy Griffin.
It sounds like an incredibly thin premise for television. If I'm being honest, it sounds weak.
Can I tell you, it was quite a week for me. So the other Kathy Griffin is African American.
Okay.
She has an uncanny resemblance to Condoleezza Rice.
Okay.
I mean uncanny. So I kind of felt like I was in the Oval Office.
Okay.
And she is coincidentally married to a very nice gentleman named Gerard, who looks, and I mean a lot like OJ.
Oh, man.
So that alone, see, if I was producing the show, I would have made the whole premise, you know, just about what if Condi Rice really did marry O.J. Simpson. But nobody listens to me, even though I'm a Producers Guild Award nominee.
What network is it on?
It's on CBS.
Well, no wonder.
Exactly. It's very sweet.
Kathy has that idea? Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Good for you.
But it was definitely interesting to walk in her shoes for a week.
So you lived in her life, she lived in your life?
Yes.
Okay.
So she was hooked up, let me just say. She's got my mom and the box of wine and my awesome house.
Did she know who you were? Or any?
She knew. She definitely knows who I am, but she also is ashamed to share my name.
Oh, okay.
And, well, which I would probably run into with any other Kathy Griffin. And also, she was very churchy.
Oh.
And, yeah.
I see the problem already. I can see on the horizon what's happening.
You're not as churchy.
I am not at all churchy.
Right.
And I never met a cuss word I didn't like.
Right.
And when I say cuss word, just think is worse than the F word.
Right, sure.
Whatever you think is worse times three is how I talk at lunch.
Did OJ enjoy that?
OJ was very sweet and he was patient. She had two grown sons.
Okay, did they enjoy that?
Well, one of them hit on me so much that the producers had to pull him aside, actually.
Wow, really? I got to get me with a white woman.
How old were they?
24 and 21.
7 and 5. So is this like wife swap?
No, that would be a show.
Is this like wife swap where you go and live in the lady's house for a week?
Yes.
And do whatever the lady does?
She lived in my house.
Oh, my God.
I know. Hook up for her.
But how, what, being churchy and all.
I had to go to, not had to, I mean, I had the privilege of going to I believe it was a Baptist, it looked like Oprah's Legends Ball. Like all of the ladies were there with the big hats.
Sure, yeah.
And it was reminiscent of my Easters as a child when they were still trying to beat the Catholic into me, which still hasn't taken. It hasn't officially stuck yet.
While in church, did you think someone was going to come in and just yank you out and go, you
don't
belong?
I thought the church was going to catch fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a spontaneous combustion situation.
Hit by lightning something.
Lightning, exactly. And there was, it was
blasphemy.
Yeah, of course. I have no place there. But what's funny is there was one other white person in the church.
Yes.
And they made all the newcomers, and that was me. It was like an AA meeting, basically. And they made all the newcomers stand up and introduce themselves.
Oh.
And I will say, when the other white person stood up and he was like, "Hi, my name's Daryl," I literally wanted to stop the ceremony and be like, "What's up, honky?" But I did not. But I did have a lot of evil thoughts going through my head.
I'm sure. Now, let's talk about your friend Kathy Griffin. So she comes to your house to drink wine with mom and watch Bravo with the gays at your house? I mean, is that what she did? Or did she have to do stand-up?
That was really interesting. Yes, I made her do a set at the Laugh Factory.
What?
Yes, she had to do a set. And she had a full breakdown before she did her set.
You made her go out on stage in front of people and tell jokes.
That's the idea.
Yeah, I had to be a fiberglass saleswoman in Fayetteville, Georgia. Get off my back.
Wow, this show is better than I thought it was going to be.
She said go
get off my jock. That's also not going to work to get
that, I shouldn't open with that when I hit a guy. All right. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah. So that was good. And
did everybody learn a valuable lesson at the end?
No.
Okay.
Good. All right. Good.
I don't. I learned nothing. Okay. But I had a lot of fun, and I sweated a lot. It's my hair frizzed.
Sure.
No, it was actually fun to definitely be somebody else.
Are
for
you
a
still
week.
In contact with the family?
Via Twitter. Via Twitter.
Okay.
That's how celebrities talk to each other.
Sure.
By the way,
you know, I feel like you're going to be in the Guinness Book of World Records one day for the
craziest jobs ever.
No, the celebrity who has appeared on the most different television networks in one year.
Yes, that's
I mean,
true.
Honestly,
I know
it's not uncommon for you to be on four or five different networks: a TV Guide, and then you're on E, and now over here you're on CBS, and over here you're on Bravo, and then you're, you know, it's just crazy.
Absolutely.
All right,
but in small doses.
Right. Yeah. We're out of time. Nobody wants her full time, but everybody wants her for a minute.
That's me. I'm available for lunch.
Kathy Griffin is here Monday night, September 19th. The TV Guide Network. Kathy Griffin's Emmy Bloodbath sounds great. And this Saturday night, you can be at the live taping at the Seegersman Center in Costa Mesa. Go to Ticketmaster.com. Kathy, you're awesome. Thank you so much for coming in.
I love you guys. I won't apologize.
Zoe Saldana.
Yeah.
Come on with the come on, right?
She's all right.
From Avatar and now the new Colombiana joining us after the top of the hour. Ow. Here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is on...
Can you not hurt yourself?
I don't know.
No, he cannot not hurt himself. I'm
Ralph
not sure
is on hiatus for a couple of days. He'll be back on Monday, we promise. Filling in for the Showbiz Beat this hour, it's producer Alex.
Good morning. Simon Cowell is wealthy and has a lot of time on his hands.
Yes.
He might have too much time on his hands. He was recently profiled in GQ magazine about how he spends his mornings.
Okay.
This is Simon Cowell. This is what you do. You wake up. Every morning you watch old school Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
Okay.
He does.
That's how he starts his day.
Does he college student?
Strike you as not a fun or funny guy?
No, totally.
Yes,
totally.
That
is
a surprise
to me. Like NPR and read Dick Cheney or
yes.
something?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he watches Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
Okay.
Then he has to drink three different kinds of smoothies.
Okay.
One spinach, one antioxidant, and one super smoothie.
Okay.
And everything has like the same amount of ice cubes, milliliters. It's all, you know, proportioned out specifically.
But does he not eat any food? He lives on a liquid diet?
But wait.
This is just in the morning.
He's got a dude for that, I'm sure. He's got a chef.
So he drinks a billion gallons of liquid.
Okay.
Then he gets injected with whatever remaining vitamins he could possibly require via an intravenous drip.
Every day?
He spends a half hour with a needle in his arm while he receives B12, magnesium, vitamin C, and something for your liver. He can't remember.
Every day? Why?
He insists he feels great, and it's a very calming feeling.
But why does he still have man boobs then?
I think this is what he does so he doesn't have to work out.
Oh, he has that. He only has that because he won't wear shirts that fit.
That's true.
He wears shirts that are too tight. If he wore shirts that fit, he could hide that.
He just needs to buy a large.
Yes.
And he'd be fine.
He does shop in the young men's department at Sears for some reason.
Good.
He's worth $1 billion, yet he can't get a shirt that fits.
Then he admits, so after he's done with all that, when he's thinking about his future, he admits to GQ that when he dies, he doesn't want to be buried, doesn't want to be cremated, he wants to be frozen.
That's what all incredibly wealthy people plan to do.
What is it? They all want to go to space with Richard Branson and then be frozen.
Wait, why does he want to be frozen?
Because
what's the downside of spending that much money? It's a ridiculous amount of money, but you're going to be dead, and if it doesn't work, it's no loss.
His quote is that it's an insurance policy.
They bring you back.
How do they bring you back?
He says, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. If it does work, I'll be happy. If it's possible, and he thinks it will be, why not have a second crack?
That's the theory, is they think if they preserve you properly,
right.
science will one day figure out how to reanimate you.
Right.
But then what shape are you going to be in when you come back?
Well, that's the thing. Once you're defrosted, it doesn't mean that, you know, what if only your right, you know, the right part of your brain comes back, not your left? I mean, you're screwed.
But their point is there's no downside to spending that money.
There is, because if you do come back, you're like a zombie. You're half there and your right arm doesn't work. Your foot doesn't work.
Maybe you are, but maybe.
And you're miserable. You're like, sorry, I killed
me. Maybe they've cured cancer by then. Maybe they can fix whatever was wrong with you by then. There's no downside to going for it.
Okay, that's only if I get to come back in an awesome sort of like Back to the Future. If
you're
it's an apocalyptic world with zombies taking over, I don't want to be reanimated.
Right. It's going to be
ugly.
You can
always kill yourself again.
Yeah, exactly. You do have another Alex.
A lot of effort. Just sprinkle yourself in the ocean. Yeah. Call it a day.
You can't let go, Galaxy.
Ugh, let it go, people.
You kind of sucked.
Oh, come on.
How dare you. Would you watch and or buy a Rihanna sex tape?
Yes and yes. I'd watch it 5 minutes a day.
That's what I thought you would say.
You'd watch it 20 seconds a day.
Hustler claims that they have a Rihanna sex tape. They say, we have seen it. We do know, and they don't know what they're going to do with it yet. Keyword is yet. She made the tape with rapper J. Cole. He opened for Rihanna on her Loud tour, and then she made a cameo in his music video, Can't Get Enough.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
Oh, my God. You're not allowed to play that.
Producer Alex, after...
I told you, you are not allowed to play that clip when I am on the air. I literally get the skeevies and the heebie-jeebies and my spine tingles, okay? I don't need to hear a pedophile on the air.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
Oh, my God.
Immediately after this Showbiz report, please go and try to line up Rihanna for us to talk to you later.
All right.
Yeah, we do that for you?
We need to see.
I have a special Rihanna hotline, so
she's
we'll see what
lap.
We can
she's
do.
She's like singing on my lap.
Oh, my God, no. I'm going to get Chris Hansen in here. This is disgusting.
He's
I can't.
Cheating right now. He's not available.
I know. He's too busy, so... I hate you.
Go ahead.
Rose McGowan escaped a cult as a child. Are you aware of this?
Ooh. No, I had not heard.
Seriously, stop it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
This is freaky.
Wait, hold on. Rose McGowan?
Being in a cult.
Giddy up.
She admitted to People magazine she grew up in the Children of God sect. It is a polygamous cult that blended free love attitudes with Christianity.
What's the plural of sect, by the way?
I don't know. Sex?
Yeah.
You are fired. Step away from the machine. Lisa, pull his chair away. Pull his chair away from the machine.
Come on.
Bye-bye.
That was a guy.
You can't alley-oop yourself.
Yeah. She said that they purposely cut off all contact with the outside world.
That's not good.
Things that are completely unacceptable then become normal.
Yeah.
That the older men prey on the younger women and the children.
And by prey, you're not talking about
This is really just so the older men in the sect.
Yes.
Can have sex with everyone.
I mean,
they want.
Is Warren
Every
Jeffs,
cult.
Right?
That's
this
all
is,
it
this is Mr. Utah guy.
At no point did an 11-year-old willingly marry a 57-year-old man.
No.
She claims she fortunately was not molested because her dad, I don't know, stopped smoking pot for a day.
For one day.
And realized what was happening and removed her and her sisters and brothers out of the cult when they were children. So fortunately, they were not molested. But what an awful thing to grow up and see.
No kidding. All your friends and everything. Yeah. Wow.
Ashton Kutcher made an appearance on Letterman last night. It was pretty funny. He showed up dressed in his anti-fatwa gear. He had on a bulletproof vest with a sign that said, "Not Dave."
Since the terrorists are there.
They take out terrorists in the Muslim world have threatened David Letterman.
Yes.
That's what that's
but
about.
The terrorists are bad. They need Google. He's not Jewish, people. Like, stop it, okay? At least if you're going to have a fatwa, make it for the right reasons. So we have a clip here of Ashton telling Letterman why he was inspired to get back on Two and a Half Men.
And I remember Robin Williams coming by the set visiting with Kurtwood Smith, who plays the dad on the show. And I was like, oh, my God, it's Robin Williams. And he just won the Academy Award for Good Will Hunting. And afterwards, I was like, what did you say? What did you say? And Kurt was like, he said the weirdest thing. He said, I only wish I could go back and do a sitcom again. And I never forgot that when I was on the 70s show. How great it is to go to work every day and make people laugh. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, people forget that Ashton Kutcher was a TV star on that 70s show on a sitcom. What was it, like early or late 90s?
I don't know. It was on for like 7 or 8 years, though. I mean, it was a huge, huge hit.
I mean, Mila Kunis came out of there. That show had a lot of, really good people that are now movie stars.
Don't forget Pez.
Oh, yes. His phenomenal career since. Oh, wait. Happy birthday to Regis Philbin, Bean's hero. My hero, Tim Burton. Go see his show at the LACMA, people. Don't make your joke me. To the world's hottest vampire, Alexander Skarsgård, actress Rachel Bilson, and Blake Lively. I am Alex. That is your show.
Hey, party. Ow, ow, ow.
What?
I hurt myself again. Hey, party people.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday. By the way, I know we're going to talk to the beautiful, talented actress Zoe Saldana here in just a second from the Columbiana movie, but this is just a shout-out for Miss Double December, Christine Miss Double December 2011, who we love so much. Kevin, you ran into her last night at the Red Hot Chili Peppers charity show.
Yeah.
But apparently she got arrested later in the evening. We're finding out. We're just now starting to get word from people who were there that she ended up in handcuffs.
Well, she started drinking pretty early.
Uh-huh.
And by pretty early, I mean 9 a.m.
Oh.
No, I'm not sure.
That may be too much tailgating for a concert.
We might need to talk to her.
I'm just saying, if anybody knows Christine, we haven't been able to get her on the phone. If she's out of the pokey, we'd like to talk to her, please. Poor Miss Double December. All right. Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday. We mentioned Zoe Saldana on the phone, and here she is. Columbiana is the film. We've been seeing the commercials for it. It looks amazing. It opens everywhere tomorrow. Zoe, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Good, good. It's good to be here.
It's great to talk to you. I can't believe how badass, you weren't already badass enough. I can't believe how badass you are in Columbiana.
Oh, my God. Thank you. It was just, it was a dream come true to be able to play one of Luc Besson's femme fatales.
And tell people who may not recognize that name some of the awesome movies that he's been behind.
La Femme Nikita, The Professional, The Fifth Element.
Yeah, that's quite a pedigree.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well, so you've been in a lot of movies that have involved, you know, a fair amount of action, a fair amount of athleticism. But, I mean, it seems like you go into a movie like this, you got to up it by 100 times.
Yes, you do. And it takes a lot of training and work. You know, not only was it physically strenuous because I had to learn a lot of, you know, sort of like a combination of martial arts and Krav Maga and also get to know my weapons and know how to shoot them and sustain their weights and everything. But it was trying to channel this individual who on the inside was feeling constantly such intense emotions like hate and anger and revenge. And it was exhausting, but it was so well worth it.
Tell people who have not seen the trailer for Colombiana what it's about.
I play a character called Catalina Restrepo, who at the tender age of 9 witnesses a very big tragedy in her life, and something very valuable is taken from her, and she grows up with the sole purpose of trying to get back and rectify what happened to her by becoming an assassin.
And then she kicks ass for the whole effing movie.
It looks so great.
Oh, yeah.
That is not a happy way for a young girl to grow up.
No, it isn't. That's why she's angry and upset and frustrated.
That's not a good start. You talk about weapons, and I think people who have never shot a gun are surprised at what that is like. Did you have any familiarity at all with using weapons before?
I mean, I grew up around weapons. I my family, they were sort of hunters and shooters and things like that. And then, but it wasn't until I started, working on Avatar and my stunt coordinator, Garrett Warren, who right now is a very close friend of mine, took me out one day to the desert and we just spent all day shooting different types of guns. Cause he really felt that if I knew how to shoot guns and then I can, you know, be able to book a lot of action movies.
Sure. It's scary when you hear a woman talk about a guy, you know, going out to the desert and starting shooting things. I feel like you're burying a drifter or something out there. Was there anything nefarious at all about it?
No, that's pretty much my Sundays have always been very bizarre since I was a little girl. Those are the kind of things that I do on a Sunday.
That's awesome. What a fun day.
Yeah. You know, we went to Las Vegas a couple of years ago. We took advantage of one of the awesome firing ranges out there where you can go and shoot everything. I mean, AK-47s and rifles and everything like that. Man, that is a kick. I see how people get addicted to stuff like that because it is so much fun.
Oh, yes. As long as you know how to handle them with love and respect, you know, they can be tons of fun.
Now, we have a clip from Colombiana. This is them talking about you and you talking about exactly what your plans are and why.
She's just a girl. Take care of it.
I was 9 when my parents were killed. I will not stop until you feel what I felt all these years. And now I'm going to finish it.
Come on.
Yeah, I don't want to be in her sights.
That movie is made for me.
The movie opens everywhere on Friday. And Zoe, before you go, I must ask you about one thing, because you've been doing a lot of publicity for this movie, and one of the appearances that has gotten a lot of attention is you on Chelsea Handler this week.
I know. I haven't seen it yet, but yeah.
Tell people what you did to Chelsea Handler that will make them immediately run to YouTube.
Well, we have friends in common, and I've been wanting to be on her show, and she's been inviting me for a while, so we thought that for Colombiana would be a great thing. So I meet her finally in person, and I just noticed that she has an amazing rack. So as soon as I sit down, like I'm very ADD. I guess I have no filter sometimes. So she invites me out. I sit down, and I just compliment her bust, and I ask if I can touch them, and I do it.
Oh, fantastic.
Ladies and gentlemen, come on with that.
Wow, I would have got arrested for that.
Zoe goes on the show and says, they're awesome. Are they real? Can I touch them? And, I mean, the way it's playing out on the internet is it's practically girl-on-girl lovemaking. I mean, people are going crazy over this.
Is there a...
It was so awesome. And the fact that she was so nice about it, it's like, of course, they're real. Touch them. I went bananas.
Wow. Is there a post-show sex tape coming out? Or... No, that was it.
No, oh, gosh, no. That would not be good.
Okay.
You may be the best human on earth, Zoe. God bless you for that. That is so awesome. Because lots of girls would think, wow, nice figure. Not very many would go to the next step and say, I got to get me some of that.
Right.
Zoe.
I wasn't blessed with like a big, big boobs. But whenever I see women that have great busts, and especially more than half of the women hate their breasts.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what, are you stupid? Like, that's just gorgeous, especially when you're going up and down stairs and you're walking. It's just gorgeous.
Amen.
You know?
Ladies, listen
so
up. Listen up.
We are with you.
100%. Learn to love it, ladies. Learn to love it. Zoe knows what she's talking about. The movie is Columbiana, opens everywhere tomorrow. Thanks so much for being back on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday. Hey, by the way, quick reminder, you've heard us talking about the Breakfast with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Their new album comes out on Monday. That's when you'll be hearing the Breakfast with RHCP. We're going to be interviewing them. Kevin and Bean listeners will be there interviewing him. The band will be playing live. That'll all be Monday right here on the show. So make a note. You're not going to want to miss our latest breakfast show.
TMZ, which is almost never wrong, and I say that with sadness, as they report that the rumors that there's a Rihanna sex tape. She just chalks that up to a rumor because it's a slow news day.
No!
And then
she's saying
it doesn't exist.
Rihanna's saying there's no sex tape? But
she's saying it doesn't exist. This is what we heard earlier this morning. There might be a sex tape. We were like, yes, yes, yes.
Right.
And then she's saying this is a dumb rumor that got started because it's a slow news day.
But what else would you expect her to say?
That's
unless
right.
It's been seen, unless there's somebody to be able to prove that she's not telling the truth, she might as well say it's fake. Right? She might as well try to buy herself a few more minutes of dignity before the thing's released by Hustler.
Agreed, but release it, Hustler.
Exactly, yeah. Well, a few minutes ago we asked producer Alex if she could line up our lovely bohemian friend Rihanna, and we do have her on the phone with us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Rihanna, how are you, my dear? Okay. I hope that's good. I don't know. I don't speak whatever it is. Rihanna, we're glad you came on, and you're a smart woman and business person to kind of get a hold of this rumor because everybody is talking about a potential Rihanna sex tape. I heard something about licking and paint.
Press one if there's a sex tape. No.
Rihanna, the story was, and look, this is one of the reasons why it seemed believable to us, is because there were details. Like, for instance, it was with J. Cole, who I guess you have... Massive dong. Yeah, J. Cole, who I guess you've toured with, he was your opening act. You appeared in a video together, so you guys are friends, maybe even close friends.
You see, it would all be weird. Blood clock me in the brain. Oh,
how come you never talk like this when you're in public to anyone else?
I'm going to get a dirty public image. No, sir, it's a white man. Nice, with the gunplay. Hey, fuck.
A Rihanna sex tape could melt the internet. It would be so popular. Honestly, this has to be true.
Look to the meet the man come Jesus Christ. Tell me that the vagina is golden.
He told you that your vagina is golden.
See, here I too, right, took on the coconut shell. No, tell me, mix it up with the lime. I know, say, karakatuntu.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Rihanna, I love you. I'm buying whatever you're selling. Thanks a lot.
Never trust a big button and smile when I say, look at me teeth.
Excellent point. Off Garmin's out for a couple of days. At the end of this week, we are taking turns filling in on the Showbiz Beat. Ladies and gentlemen, Lisa May.
Yeah.
Lisa May with the Showbiz Beat. When do we get to lick? How does that work?
That is a different thing.
That's a different
that
feature?
Do.
Okay,
yeah.
Darn it.
We can't combine them? No.
But I do have a pair of tickets to give away first. I'm very excited about this. So as you know, Scarface is going to be released on Blu-ray, and that comes out on September 6th. But we are going to give you a Blu-ray DVD from Universal Home Entertainment and a pair of passes for the special screening, one night only, of Scarface on the big screen. And that'll be Wednesday, August 31st.
Isn't Scarface one of the few old movies that has gotten the Kevin seal of approval?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's something that hasn't come out in 2011, yet you'll still watch it.
I don't watch old movies, but I watched that one within the last month.
Does it hold up?
Oh, yeah.
and on Blu-ray.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just think of, oh my God.
How many carnage.
How many bullet, right, how much blood is there on the Blu-ray?
It's just a great,
it's
great
so
movie.
Much more. And all that powder. It's got to be very exciting.
Could we get our listeners to do a little Scarface for us when they call and talk to Chip answering the phones?
I think that's an awesome idea.
What would you like them to do?
I want them to say, say hello to my little friend.
Yes.
Now when Chip answers the phone, you don't say anything except that.
Okay. Right? So you say what again, Lisa?
Say hello to my little friend. And
Lisa sounds like a Muppet doing Scarface.
She does. In my head, it sounds so good.
Right. That's just like Pacino.
So we'll take caller 5.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck.
All right. All right. Moving on. This is a good one. So Trace is Miley Cyrus's brother.
Okay. He's the one with all the tattoos who has a rock band.
Yeah, he's so hot. And he's been seeing Brenda Song from...
Wendy Wu? Princess Warrior?
Yes.
Legend from Zach and Cody? I love her so much.
But stop!
What? She's awesome.
I love the way the story reads. They're expecting their first child, as though they will be together long enough to have a second child.
They may not still be together when the first one comes. Are
as
you kidding me?
This isn't a big, what? You're pregnant? Oops.
Yeah. How are 22-year-old and 23-year-olds that are not married and really are barely dating, how are they having children together, Lisa?
It's a
woot. Have we not solved birth control in the 21st century?
Apparently
no scientific
not.
Way to keep that from happening.
There's no physical barrier that can be put between the sperm and the egg that will prevent conception.
Sorry.
Science fiction.
All futuristic.
I have hope for the future of these two, though, because they have been together for several months.
All right. I didn't realize that.
Right.
Okay.
I think it's a good foundation. This is just the best. Paris Hilton's reality show that no one was watching. The rumor is that it has been canceled.
Oh. This was like her last chance to get on television and on people's radars.
On the Oxygen Network. I guess it's finished now, but they're not going to renew it for another season. And as you know, she walked off a talk show.
She was on ABC Good Morning America, and they said, do you worry that maybe people have lost interest, your time has passed? And she took off her microphone and got up and walked out. And it was a very legitimate question because nobody cares about her show.
Yeah.
Think you got a raw deal?
Watching it
yeah, I do.
The best night it had 400,000 viewers. So this is sad for her. Where is she going to go now? Make more purses?
Another sex tape. I would feel bad for Paris if she were not somebody who was sitting on $1 billion in cash and really doesn't have to do anything and could live her life however she wants to live it, whether she's famous or not.
She doesn't, but she clearly has the need to be famous.
Well, yeah. She'll be unhappy whatever she does, and that also suits me fine.
Do you know who Paris Hilton is?
No.
Do you know who Paris Hilton is?
No.
No.
What?
No.
You don't?
No.
So would you say that when you grow up, you'd want to be like Paris Hilton?
No.
Speaking of reality TV shows I don't watch, Roseanne has a show on Lifetime.
Yes, she sure does.
Called
yes.
Roseanne's Nuts. You know she's in Hawaii with a nut farm.
Look at the look on Kevin's face.
I didn't know that. But I don't think I realized there was a show.
She looks like a dude now.
Yeah, she shaved her head. She's a big.
She looks like John Goodman. She looks like her old husband
like
on the Roseanne show.
John Goodman.
He actually looks better than she does now.
He has bigger boobs, too.
The surprising thing is that when it first aired, it had 1.5 million viewers checking out the premiere. But now just about half of them have turned up for the latest episodes. They're not saying, but I'm guessing that one's not coming back either.
You know what Roseanne's problem is she's one of those people who just got so far off the rails that she doesn't remember how to be a comedian anymore. She's not funny. She doesn't say anything funny. She just tries to be outrageous.
Yeah.
She just talks loud and tries to be outrageous without having anything to back it up.
Comedy ended a long time ago with her.
Yeah. Exactly.
Justin Theroux, that's Jennifer Aniston's boyfriend, the one that she bought the James Dean jacket for.
Right.
So apparently he did not capture her heart with poetry and flowers and romantic dinners. It was chemistry, pure and simple. A friend of the couple says to In Touch Weekly that she's been bragging about his skills in the bedroom.
Oh, there you go.
And that's how he actually sealed the deal.
Wow. Okay.
And apparently she said that he's the best she's ever had, which I don't believe because she was married to Brad Pitt.
Right. But isn't Brad Pitt the kind of guy who doesn't need to try?
That's
because he's so good looking.
That's the problem is if you're super hot guy or girl. You don't really need to try that.
There's no way Brad Pitt isn't making Angelina happy. It's just not possible.
Okay.
Well,
and
maybe.
Think
maybe
about Angelina and her sex life.
Yeah.
You have got to bring it home.
It does seem like she was Billy Bob with the rubber room, remember?
Yeah. Wow, would you have loved to see what that was like?
Yes, I would have.